Blog Talk Radio.
I guess I keep forgetting it's nighttime. It's been one long day. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. Today our show is Free Reading Saturday. We're going to be doing 3 hours and nothing but free angel readings, tarot card readings, and psychic readings, whatever you pick, whatever your choice. Just let us know what you want to do, and we'll do that too as well. So, let's see here. We'll answer any questions that you want. No problem, so just don't hesitate to ask any questions. I've heard all kinds of questions, so trust me on that one. And just when I thought I've heard the weirdest question, someone else comes along and asks something that kind of tops that one too. So you just never know what situations are going to happen. So we're ready with our angel cards here. We've been focusing and meditating, and we're wide open to give you the answers that you need. If anybody out there who also wants to come on the show right now, if you're in the chat room and would like to also do readings with me, you're more than welcome to come on. So just let me know. My chat room, if you'd like. Whichever way you're comfortable with. Hello. Hello, Amy. How are you? I will say one thing, that I actually did try to make it to your show, but for some reason, I've been having some technical difficulties with a lot of things, and my whole thing just shut down. So by the time I got in there, and I did see you, it was like 6 minutes left in the show. So it was one of those, I don't know what it is, full moon tragedy or something or like that. So it was kind of crazy. So welcome to the show, guys. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, if you also notice in the chat room, I missed an 8 on my phone number. Okay. Okay. We didn't have one? You didn't have one last night. I had to reschedule. That's crazy. Don't you hate when that happens? I know I do. I never had actually had that happen before. But I have had a situation where somehow a show got scheduled for 9 o'clock in the morning when it was actually scheduled for 6 o'clock that night. And I didn't realize it until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I had to race and run in there real quick, and I missed that show. But I did get the other show all scheduled and everything done, which I didn't think I was going to make it, so... So, Amy, I also remember when you were on the show last, you said that you had a question that you wanted to ask. And I don't remember if we actually did answer the question for you or not. So if it's still a pressing issue or something like that, or you have another question you want to ask, feel free to call in. As always, it's always a pleasure talking to you, so say hi. Let's see here. Let's get right into it. Let's just start going readings right off the bat here. Let's go to area code 510. Let's try to go to area code 510. Okay, 510, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Gillian.
Gillian?
Yes.
Wasn't you also in one of the Star Trek movies?
Perhaps, but it wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah, you got a chance to go back to the 23rd century. I thought that was cool. If I would have had the chance to, I think I would have hopped on that ride myself. So Gilligan. I'm sorry, Gilligan.
Okay.
Oh
yes.
My gosh. If you could just see my face right now, it's pretty red. That was embarrassing.
That's okay.
So.
I forgive you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Really pleased, you know, because I feel like that. I feel like in the future we might actually be doing a reading together, and I don't want you to hold it against me, okay?
Okay.
But go ahead and ask your question, and I feel like we have a relationship thing going on.
Yeah, career and relationship. I was laid off a few days ago, and I know it's a good thing for me.
Very
but
good.
I was wondering what you saw me getting into and when you saw me getting into it.
Okay, what a way of putting it. When I was sitting there looking at the situation, I about lost my mind on that when you said get into it. And the first thing that came to me, I said, I'm not trying to be, you know, I don't know, explicit, I guess. But it just seemed like the first thing that came to me was, when you said that, was the ideal of a boyfriend.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, but it's telling you that there's like visions or focus on a certain particular person, and they're also kind of warning me against that. So tell you to rethink it, look at yourself. It's almost like the ideal that you really haven't really sat down with yourself and really established exactly what do you want.
Yeah.
And you're right. I love that whole idea when you sat here and said, I got laid off, but I see that as a good thing, which is a great thing. And the angels are like, okay, great. We've had some difficulties with her in the past, but we think she's really going in the right direction this time. But she surprised us in the past. So high hopes. That's what we get here. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so they're saying you're really difficult and hard-headed and bull-headed, and you have a tendency, but you changed a lot in this last year.
Yeah, I have.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
Me? No, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm just saying, with the situation I keep picking up with you, with a lot of things going on in your life right now, it's just the idea of refine-tuning a lot of things. You've changed a lot of things with yourself, but in some ways you still have a mentality of focusing on the same kind of people. Does this make sense to you?
I don't know.
Let me put it to you like this, okay? I did this thing, which I learned through Jerry and Esther Hicks. If you know who they are, they have a book called Ask and It Is Given. Well, there's a technique in there where you take a checkbook, and what you do is you give yourself $1,000 every day. This is imaginary. What you're trying to do is you're trying to expand your mind, okay?
Okay.
You're trying to expand your mind so you can think in a bigger way. The bigger picture. What do you really want instead of what you're willing to settle for? A lot of us have been taught from little dinky kids that we need to settle or sacrifice and all these other things. So it has a tendency to, as we get older, the idea of actually putting ourselves into the inheritance that we deserve, we first have to believe that we do have it and exist. So what this technique does is what you do is you take your checkbook, you take and you write $1,000 and deposit $1,000 into your account. Okay, this is a mental thing. This is a mental lesson. This is all mentally done. Okay, this is not something you really do. Okay, unless you can do that. But what it's doing is it's opening up your mind, so therefore you can raise your vibration up to also get and be in those opportunities to get just what you've been focusing on. Okay. So what you do is you take $1,000 and deposit it in your account. And each day, what you're going to do is you're going to deposit another $1,000 in there. But what your goal is to spend that $1,000 in one day. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what happened to me was when I got to $15,000, I got stumped. I'm sitting there going, okay, what could I do? See, my thinking was blocking me to realize that what I could do, the things I could buy if I really had $15,000. And that's the whole test of the exercise, okay? My guides and angels came in and said, if you had $15,000, realistically, what would you do? Go buy a car. My mind was so trained to thinking in payments that I couldn't conceive the thought of going out and buying a car or just going out and buying a house. And that was the whole point of teaching you how that in order to put yourself in the financial situation you really want to be in is the idea of taking your mind out of the one you're in right now.
Okay.
So try that, because what I'm saying is, it's sometimes people have a hard time that when they start changing things in their lives, there are certain people and certain friends and even certain family members that have a tendency to disappear. And the reason they're disappearing is because the universe is lining things up in favor of what you think you deserve. Well, I should say, what you do deserve, and putting you right back on the path that you're supposed to be. So these other people who are falling off the path are the ones, they're still on the path. You just changed yours, okay? And you've made a decision to be happy. You made a choice to go after and get what you want, no compromising, no more for nothing, and actually want to go and live the life you want to live. But these other people are still compromising and still living those lives. So they're not disappearing. It's just the idea that in the process of you changing the course, they haven't. So they're not going with you. You're moving forward. They're not. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have people around you right now that are basically the same. But you're still hanging on to that because you want better things. You want to move on. You realize these things they're in your best interest. But you're still hanging on the past by this fear of letting go of certain friends and stuff. Instead of letting things play out that they're going to play out. It's not a yes or no answer. It's the idea of they're trying to point you out to show you those things. So when they continue to happen, it makes it easier to understand it so you can let them go. All right?
Okay.
And the sooner you let it go, the sooner things are going to change because things are coming. It's like having a brick wall, okay, and you're beating it with a toothbrush. And you're not getting any results, are you? So somebody comes to you and suggests that you use a different technique and hands you a sledgehammer. So now it's easy to get through and to actually get through that wall to actually see the life that you deserve. It just took a different technique or a different lesson or just a different way of looking at things. And you've done that, okay? So just trust that now. Go forward. I mean, if the technique is jumping over the wall, it's just the idea of realizing you can't do that. A lot of times with situations of people doing great things out there that we kind of freak out that they do is them taking the first step to do it. But now they're doing it. So therefore, it's almost like if people like that cross your path, they're telling you that you also are in a position to also accomplish incredible things. You just have to believe it and then follow through. It's almost like accepting it. We all come to the point going, okay, I know what I need to do. But the idea of accepting it and walking into it and walking through it, okay?
Okay.
Same thing with, I'm just saying, that's the thing I get with you the most. I sit here and I'll shuffle the cards for you. I mean, I just keep getting over and over again. As changing your thinking, changing your outlook, changing the look. I just feel like there's a boyfriend or something in the mix that I just don't feel like it's good for you because, not because he's a bad person, it's just that the idea of the things that you made changes in your life. That's the same thing, too. Looking at relationships in the same way. You know, everything's changing.
You mean a boyfriend that I had?
Yeah. If it's something more like going, it's like I've changed a lot of things in my life right now. So now I want to get back with him because I feel like I can change that relationship too. That's an illusion.
Okay.
Because see, that's a move backwards, not a move forward. And plus, the person you're talking about, it's like you're looking at the situation going, I don't see him crossing your path in that kind of sense. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
But what I want to do, I'm going to shuffle a card real quick and give you a card. And a power card, I guess you'd call it, that you can leave on, okay?
Okay.
And I want to clarify something for everybody else. In the Bible, it says we are gods, okay? But that doesn't mean we walk all over everybody, or this is like a Terminator movie. No. What it means is it's the idea of coming into your own and realizing who you are. The idea of Jesus coming back and saying, you know something? I came back, not to save you in a sense, but to realize you can save yourself. Okay? I went through a lot of stuff. I died. I was reborn. Now I'm going off and living the life I'm supposed to be living in the first place, but at the same time I had to go through a lot of things to realize a lot of things in my life. But at the same time, how would you put this? Jesus knew exactly what he needed to do when he got here. He walked the path. Of course he questioned it a couple of times. Wouldn't you? If you knew you were going to get beat. And there were certain things that were coming up. And if you sit and look at the situation, realistically, things that we go through our lives can be like being beat. They're very hurtful situations. And in some sense of the word, I think that's why we get knocked off the path, because we're like, I don't think I want to do that. We know we have to learn something there. Okay, you know? Like a person coming into a sense of themselves because they got raped and beat up and realized that the reason that it happened was because of a choice they made, that was hard for them to look at themselves and say that. But once they did that, they realized that the power they had to also change it. So it couldn't have happened, so therefore it'll never happen again. Okay?
Okay.
If this is too powerful for you, if I'm giving you too much, I'm really sorry. I'm just giving it out there for you. So I feel like you are... No, I feel like you're a very intelligent woman. I feel like you're ready to hear this. It was just the idea. You haven't heard it from anybody just yet, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like one of those things. Just kind of walk the walk, but you don't have to process everything right this minute. But the thing is coming out and saying that you are ready for this. You are ready for a change right now. It's the nature of who you are. It's almost like getting back to when you were 18 years old before you got knocked off the path. Men. So now it's like going back and going, I had all these things and all these things I wanted to accomplish and all these things I wanted to do. You can still do those things. We actually have a lady I know for a fact that's actually in her 60s and she's going back to college to become a psychotherapist. But do you think she really cares? Yeah, you think she really cares about her age? No, she thinks she's here to accomplish things and she's still here. So she's going to accomplish those things. So I'm surprised that you don't hear a lot about this lady. The age will be the tip. And the card I got for you is nature. You have gotten away from the nature of who you are. So you need to surrender and let go of a lot of things. And these, and I actually pulled two cards for you. So it's telling you a lot about the whole situation, okay?
Okay.
So it's like you've already come up with the answers, and it's already been laid out for you. I guess you would say you have to come to the conclusion or come to the, what's the word? I'm looking for a word here. It's just the idea to accept it, okay? You just need to accept it and just follow through with it, and you're going to see what's going to happen. You know for a fact that when you got laid off, it's sending you into a different direction. I think it's even pointing you in the right direction to actually go into the career that you really want to do.
How do you figure that out? I don't even know what that is. I can't figure out what that would be. Do I just keep my eyes open?
You need to relax. You need to meditate. You need to focus. You also need to breathe. You really breathe shadowly. When you get nervous and you're rushing and that kind of stuff, you almost stop breathing.
Yeah.
Well, what you need to do, no, seriously, if I was you, just in the simple meditation of sitting down each morning and focus on breathing for 10 or 15 minutes, you're definitely going to see a definite increase in your thinking. Because when you think, most people who are great thinkers, if you ever see them go, they sigh a lot, as we call it, but it's breathing deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When they breathe deeply, they get a clear mind. You need to go outside. I don't care if it's 30 degrees. You need to go outside, hug a tree. and you also need to meditate for 10 or 15 minutes. And then I want you to do a meditation at least 3 days a week where you just sit down on the couch or wherever you feel comfortable at, okay?
Okay.
I want you to point your head down to your chest like you're praying. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to visualize that you see a flame behind your heart. There's a little space behind your heart. Just imagine that little pilot light. Look at it as like a pilot light. If that gives you better kind of visual. And then focus on that, okay? Then I want you to say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And just keep saying it. You might actually hear it where it sounds like it's two. That's the physical body and the spiritual body. You keep saying it until it becomes one. That means that you've been reacquainted with Source. That pilot light is actually your God's essence. So then you want to take it, after you get comfortable with it in a couple weeks, you want to take it one step further, and then you want to expand that pilot light till it consumes your body like your aura. And then I want you to open your mind, just like say to yourself, okay, third eye, I want to see my body, I want to see my chakras, I want to see my aura. I want to see if there's any blockages that's keeping me from knowing what I need to do with my life. And don't be surprised if they all light up and you can see the blockages. I would definitely work on your root chakra, and since with you being very sensitive, I would start off at three days of doing chakra clearings in the mornings and night, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to work on your root chakra, the ones behind your, there's also chakras behind your knees and the chakras below your feet, okay? Work on those three. More. What you're going to do is you're going to do a total chakra clearing in the morning and at night, but you want to take a little bit extra time with those other three chakras, okay? After you proceed your thing. And also, one thing is you should definitely put some time aside so we can actually work together on this. This is for progression. I guarantee if you work with me, I guarantee we can make some differences in less than 2 months, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Just make sure if you have the number or something like that, but I'm pretty sure you're very resourceful. But if you need it, I can give it to you.
Is it on your website?
Yes. So just jump right in there, take care of the whole thing, and I look forward to working for you. Okay, working for you. I like that one. So, but seriously, try this meditation. I guarantee you're gonna love it. It's
okay,
a really
great.
Positive one. I started doing that in a simple form of that. I knew I definitely could feel the vibrations because love is the key. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Well, thank you. Let's see here. It's going to boom. I love this thing. It's like it's like a roulette wheel. Drive me nuts. Okay. Hello. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Hello. I love this.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the show. Tell us what's going on, Johnny. You want a brand new vacation on the planet of Mars. Which one would you like, the moon or the surface of the pyramids? Okay.
I'd rather go to Jupiter. How's that?
You want to go to Jupiter?
Yes. Jupiter is all about expansion and growth.
And there is an
Mars is kind of the planet of war, I heard. So
I've always seen
that one.
I had a theory about the whole thing that we actually originated from Mars. And then we destroyed Mars, and then we moved to here. And I said, doesn't it kind of ring a bell? We're actually doing the same thing here, too. Kind of a dust ball. But everybody keeps asking.
How are you, Donnie?
I'm fine, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. That's great.
I just tuned into the show and figured I'd call in and say hello.
That's good. That's great. I guess I should say hi back. Hi. How are you? It's been a crazy weekend, so, you know, like I always tell people kind of look over me because we had this one yesterday.
Yeah, we have a full moon in Leo, or we're just getting out of it, I guess.
Yeah, I've been passing on the new moon check because I feel like it's one of those things of power, the power of focus, because if you take the check itself, and if you focus, because we had this thing about, we were talking about the mind cannot distinguish if you're actually doing it or if you're just thinking it because of power of thought. So I was thinking, if you sit there and wrote this check out, and you were thinking it was the new moon, just and focused on that at the time, saying, so, you know, I got to write this check because it's a full moon. I got to get it done, that kind of thing, and put it out there. I think you'd still get some positive results.
Perhaps you could. I don't know. I don't know how much it has to do with where the moon's at or just your intention or both or what.
I think it's a focus point.
Or neither.
Yeah, I think it's a focus point where it's like you're focusing your intentions. Because, I mean, the most of my cards, I think the most powerful card I got in my deck is intentions and surrender and release.
Nice.
And we're not talking about baseball here, guys, okay? But surrender and release. You've got to let the ball go. But it is like baseball. It's like a manifestation is the manifestation. I guess you would say the thing you're focusing on is the ball. And then you put it out to the universe. But you got to let go of it or you're not going to get anything off
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the whole thing. So, Amy, I know last time you was here, we sat here and did readings and stuff, and I don't remember, because you said you had a question, but I don't remember if we actually answered anything for you.
Yeah, it was actually, it wasn't for me, it was for Jeremy, actually, my producer and engineer. He's starting his own show again, and
mm-hmm.
he never had a show on Blog Talk Radio, but he had a show for about 9 years beforehand on, I think it's Ustream or whatever, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be starting up a show, and I'm wondering, well, he was asking me to ask you how you think he's going to do. He's just curious about the show is going to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It was just Sean Connery came through real quick. So I was just wondering, is he the one that does Sean Connery?
Does he what?
Does he do Sean Connery?
Do you do Sean Connery? Yes, he says.
Yes. You know, I was sitting there focusing on, because lately, this last couple of weeks, I've been picking up, like yesterday I was on a reading for a lady, and I started tasting Dr. Pepper. And I don't like Dr. Pepper. I can't stand Dr. Pepper. And I found the lady I was talking to loves Dr. Pepper, and she likes cherry Dr. Pepper. So I was like, Sean Connery fits in there. And it shows that the ideal of Sean Connery had the philosophy of saying, because people talk about comebacks and that kind of stuff. He said he's never had a comeback. He's just always been great. So I was like, that seems to me like a sign, as a nice message of saying it's about time that he gets back into what he loves doing in the first place, and success is just what he's going to make it because he always does in the first place. So what's the problem? What's the insecurity?
I don't know. And maybe he could tell you. Hold on. I'm going to put him on the phone.
Okay.
What am I doing?
You're asking a question.
He needs
I thought you already asked.
Well, I did, but I don't know. You said something about what's the problem.
What's the problem?
Yeah, successful. What's the problem?
The idea of asking the question of success was kind of a crazy question because it seems like that's not been a problem with you.
No, success has never been a problem with me, but reaching success has always been a problem with me. So, like, when I do reach it, it's successful. So, usually
right.
I just stand in my own way, but... I am moving forward with this, and I was just curious what your perspective was on the situation.
Yeah, I just get the, it's called, I don't know, when I sit there and see, I keep seeing Regis and Kelly. So it's like a...
Final answer!
But, you know, it's just, I mean, with him, if you really look at it, success, he doesn't think about it. He just loves it. He loves what he does. He doesn't think about it. So that's what I'm saying with you. It's like, you know, the process of when you get into it, don't get fearful that it might be taken away or you might do something that offends anybody. You do think about those things from time to time. You do have a tendency to hide things with your sense of humor.
Very true.
Yes, and you also hide things behind that smile of yours. It's like, they'll never know what I'm thinking. So, you know. So,
yeah.
The situation
in
hand.
Quite a beating over the past. From my opinion.
Hey, you know something? I
but I'm no longer in that environment.
Well, you know for a fact that most stand-ups have had bad lives or bad family situations brought to the point where they can actually laugh about it. It's just we need to learn how to continue to do that when we get successful. So those things won't knock us down. That makes sense, don't it?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So once you do, why don't you do Sean Connery for everybody, because I love it, and you sound.
No, well, I'm really sorely out of practice, man. I mean,
you're
it's just like if I do impressions, I like to practice beforehand and get it right. But I'm
you're
trying
like
to think
Sean.
Of a classic line, as you would say.
Integrate. He's like Sean.
I don't really.
He says the same thing. Sean Connery says the same thing when he gets a part, and he's like, I haven't been acting for a while, so I'm a little rusty. But he's so natural at it. So
there's a line that I have, but I think it's too rude for your show. I always pull up like the worst things that I could actually, you know, quote. Like if I was on a radio show, it's always got foul language in it. So I'm trying to think of something else that would be more conducive to the program.
Well, that's one of those things. That, you know, if it pops out, we're sort of going, our censors didn't catch that, but maybe next time. You know, but it's just one of those things that I thought. Yeah, I've always felt when the first time I heard it, I thought it was very impressive. So I thought it was funny. And the last time I was actually on Amy's show, I had a great time. And definitely like to repeat that again because that was just a really fun environment and had a great time.
So losers always line up out their best while the winners are at home doing you know what to the prom queen. No, I'm out of practice. I have to like really sit down and go over it. But you know, it usually takes me about 30 minutes to get into character, and then I'm good practicing.
Well, if you ever feel like dropping in a couple of times, man, because I think you're also very impressive with some of your insight and some of your psychic abilities.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I use a lot of comedy when I do readings, too, and people are really despondent. If I can detect that they're receptive, then I'll throw it in there, and when they start laughing, I've broken the ice, and then I can usually, they relax their guard, and then it's an open session. So comedy does work a lot. You know, when you bring it to bear, when somebody, you know, just let them know, look, it's not that bad. It's not bad.
No problem. But, you know, I'm just saying, you're more welcome to pop anytime you want.
I had a question for you too, Donnie, actually, because I don't know if that's like a two in one, but oh, he says thank you. Jeremy says thank you.
No problem.
All right, so here's my dilemma. I'll be like completely open about this. Here's my dilemma.
Okay.
After the last show, I've come to realize that I read this article on Energy Exchange, and I'll put it in your chat room so that you guys can check it out. But basically, it's a channeled article about money and ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just copy it and paste it real quick. I'm going to be talking about it tonight on my show because I really think it's a wonderful thing, because a lot of light workers or spiritualists, whatever you want to call, you know, us, have a problem with attracting money, you know, or thinking that our services are of value to people. You know, I know a lot of readers that read for free that don't charge anybody, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so after the last show I did, I'd done a show previous to that and didn't use my cards and had a bunch of people call. Well, the last time I did a show, I had a friend of mine, Vic Ramaditya Ikshivik. He came on, and he's a channeler and a clairaudient. So we were doing these readings, you know, and I saw a lot of people getting ticked off at the show because, or at me, I guess, because we were taking our time with people. There was a long line. People in the chat room were asking readers that were in the chat room for readings, which I kind of said no. Because, you know, as a reader, and I'm sure it happens to you too, you go to a reading or you go to a show and you just want to listen, you know. You're not, you don't want to be on 24 hours a day.
No.
So there were just some things that I saw, and I'm thinking, and a lot of the callers we were getting were the same people that had called us like 2 days ago or called me 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, what's missing here? And I asked my guide, you know, show me what the solution here is to this, because I'm not feeling right about this. So I found this article, and I read it, and I said, that's what it is. There's a lack of, like, reciprocity when it comes to us readers, like, doing these readings on the air. And for the longest time I've been doing my show, I've been telling myself, you know, it's for giving back. It's out of generosity. It's you know, but I see people taking advantage of it at the same time. So I was trying to kind of figure out, how can I make myself feel good about this and the listening audience as well? So what I came up with was this whole idea, and I think you've been doing it before too, about donations for the show. I have a premium package. It costs me like $40 a month to do these shows, which I love doing the shows, don't get me wrong. But when I'm on my show for 3 hours, I can't take any calls for work. So I'm actually not only paying for the show, $40 a month, I'm actually losing money as well. Figure out a way to come up with a solution to this. And what I heard in a meditation was, you know, start trying to collect donations for the show so that, you know, the people giving the donations can get the readings. Like, why are you're telling everybody else, value yourself, you know, do things that are in your own best interest, you know, don't let people take advantage of you, blah, blah, blah. And here I am, like, doing it myself in a way.
Right.
By having these shows, making sure I take every caller that calls into my show, taking myself away from work. You know, this is my livelihood. I don't have another job. So I'm going to have a show about this tonight, about reciprocity, about energy exchange, about balance, about this article I just posted in your chat room. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, how people are going to receive this, because I know, you know, as you do, I've checked out a lot of the shows on Blog Talk Radio here, and a lot of people can call and get a reading and, you know, not have to pay anything. A lot of the readings that I've gotten, you know, you excluded, of course, but I've been a little disappointed with. They seem a little vague, a little general. And I take great pride in my work. You know, I've been doing this work over 16 years. So I'm just trying to figure out, I'm sorry, it's long-winded, but I'm just trying to figure out how this is going to be received, because, you know, I believe if I tune into a show and someone's giving their time and their energy and their efforts, I'd like to reciprocate in some way. My question for you is not, am I going to get donations? My question for you is, how is this going to be received? You know, because the whole thing in this article talks about, you know, spiritual light workers feeling a little bit like people think, you know, spiritual things shouldn't have a price tag on them.
Right.
But our energy and us as people and our time, I believe, does. So I'm just trying to figure out really how this is going to be received.
Well, the one thing I would say to everybody, too, is I would sit here and say everybody's right in a sense, because I've actually been, while I was working in my shop, there was a lot of times where I would just sit there and just do something for somebody for free. But it was also, I guess you would say, I was where I was supposed to be at, given my service, and just put myself 100% into the whole thing. And I would do things what I thought were being free, and turned out to be they wasn't. Somebody always compensated me every time. But on the same note, the idea of asking for what you think you deserve, because I tell everybody flat out, I charge $175 for a relationship counseling session, which I still think is a whole lot cheaper than going to a psychiatrist or a psychotherapist, and I'll tell you why, because they'll keep you going for months. I can probably do it in 1 to 2 sessions. So therefore, I value that, and I think it's a very valuable commodity. So therefore, I tell people, what I do is I put a spin on everything. I always tell everybody, it's like this. You see my prices? That's my prices. That's what I think I'm worth. So I'm putting it out there saying, this is what I think I'm worth. But I also know everybody has different situations and different levels of spirituality, where they're at in their spiritual life. So therefore, people have a tough time believing they can actually manifest money so easily. But also, I have to sit there and keep doing it myself, too, to be a reflection that I'm doing the same thing exactly, too. So I've got different things in my – if you go to my website, you'll see that I have a one flat fee for $40 just for a card reading. And the reason I tell people that, I go, what do you mean just for a card reading? What do you do? I said, sessions that I have that are in there, when you do a session with me, you'll get it. You'll get questions answered. You'll get counseling. You'll get – and if you came to me personally, I guarantee you probably get 3 readings, palm readings, the whole thing. I just – give you everything I have, 100% right in there. And that's the reason my prices are so high, because when I get done with a reading, I am spent, okay? But I do have a thing called, I guess everybody has to realize one thing. We do everything by the way we're guided to do things. So therefore, if you're going to come there and tell us how to do it, then you're not listening to your guides, but we are. So we're going to sit and say, if you don't like it, you have a choice. And that's what we're doing. We're giving you choices. You can pay it, go get a free one. But a lot of you guys out there have a tough time when you get a free reading. You don't appreciate it, and you don't respect those people. That's why we put price tags on everything, because it is worth. We're worth a lot. I'm worth $1 million at least. So I have a thing called the Manitou Springs Colorado Fund. Get me home. Donate whatever you want to donate. But I still... I'm a person who gives back no matter what. So even when you donate money, and you can still get a 5-card angel card reading, flat out. Just 5 cards, get it done. And I tell people, if you ever come to me and got a 5-card spread, it's not a 5-card spread. It's a 5-card foundation pyramid reading. That's what it is. So you're going to get 5 card for the foundation, but everybody knows a pyramid has like, what, you know, it's a pyramid. So it's going to be a little bit more than that. But I'm just saying, with the situation... One thing I think everybody should understand is you should also sit back, guys, focus, and ask yourself, why are you being so critical? Why are you being so judgmental? Because a lot of you guys are sitting there saying things, you have no idea what you're talking about. So you should come to us, and we'll talk to you, because I don't charge anybody for anything, as in talking and sitting down and socializing, or if you're a person who – I've had this happen to in my shop.
Of course. My whole thing is, like, I've noticed in the last – I've been doing the show since last October, and I've been doing it – completely free, out of my pocket, missing 3 hours of work twice a week, so that's about 6 hours, you know, and okay. I thought in some way that, and not in a huge way, but it really wasn't about, you know, making money, it was about exposure, it was about learning, it was about education and helping people, because I'm learning myself, so I figured, why don't I just start a show, I'll bring people along for the ride, but there's a lot of work that goes into me doing my show, I mean, I'm sure as you know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you know that with Block Talk Radio, you can also do private shows and invite people to come there, and they charge $50 a shot or whatever you want to charge for it? And so it's like a less.
No,
like
I didn't know you could have private shows. No. So I was thinking about doing something like that, though, too, like doing a public show, setting up everyone with readings ahead of time. Maybe I could do it like even 50% off my website rates and doing the shows live on the air so that people could listen back to them and get interaction from other readers or other people that are in the room at the same time.
Plus
you know,
when,
but
The one thing I wanted to say to you, too, is I was actually talking to my friend Nicole, who was on the show yesterday, and we were talking about some people have set their shows up when they first start, when they first set them up, as just for just to touch people who can't either get to seminars or workshops or who can get readings and that kind of stuff. And the process of doing that, I'm just saying you put a tone on your show that you are attracting just those people, but all you need to do is fine-tune it. And because we were sitting there talking about, I actually have another friend of mine, too, who said she wasn't getting any readings to her show, but she also focuses on just that. So I'm just saying, when I sit here and focus and it pops in my head real quickly, because we just had this discussion yesterday, that we do get readings on our show. I get lots of readings on my show. And a lot of people calling through there. And like you were talking about before, with the donations and that kind of stuff, it wasn't until I came to the point of stop worrying about it that everything started falling into place. And I'm not...
Well, I haven't been worrying about it, but it just came into my mind. Because like, I've noticed I've been being, like, for after 3 hours, like twice a week, I'm burnt out, and I'm not getting any energy back from people. Like, I'm putting it all out, and I'm making myself available. But at the same time, I need to get something back, too, so I can be recharged and wanting to be here rather than last week listening to the two people that had called me 2 days before asking the same questions. And I'm like, you know, there's so many other people that are waiting for readings. This is, you know, maybe if people had to give a $5 donation for a one-question reading, maybe we would have people, because $5 is affordable. I mean, what, it's the cost of, like, what, a value meal at McDonald's? I mean, most people can afford $5.
I'm saying is I was sitting there focusing on the same thing, too. I had a lady call in yesterday, and I'm pretty sure you've heard this one, too, Amy. She calls in. She's asking about this guy who's going to show up at her doorstep. She's in Jersey. She asks if a guy's going to show up to her doorstep with bags in his hand. And she has a split where she's pulling and being pulled in two different directions because she's focusing on it would be great if he did show up. But at the same time, she's freaking out. And when he does show up, what the hell is she going to do? So she's called me many times, too. So I sit there and looked at her and I said, I know what you need. And she goes, you do? I said, it's not an answer. It's that you do want this, but you're not really sure how to go about having it to fall in the place it's the way you want it. So what I tried to do was I was trying to come up with some of the people who have been calling. And because I know for a fact that people cross our paths for a reason. And I'm dead bit on that one. So I'm sitting there. So when people do call many, many times, I'm sitting there going, okay, we're not giving them the answer. There's something that's not hitting with them. Or maybe they do have above our expertise, but I was still going to try anyway because they're still crossing my path. So I looked at her and I said, I know what you need to do. You need to sit there and we need to do at least 3 sessions together and to work on this whole thing because we need to work on you and you don't know how to do that. And you're like calling the show because you just haven't got to the point yet where you can really ask for help. And she's like, she got real quiet, and she said, really? And I said, for a minute, I was like, okay, I think we actually hit this, and I haven't heard nothing from her since. And I offered to help her out. But, see, I gave her a different option of saying, okay, you're freaking out because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you really want this, but then again, you do know you want this. So you need to sit down, and it's going to take more than 5 minutes on this show to sit and really figure this out. So therefore, here's my number. Give me a call, and we'll do sessions together. I said I recommend at least 3 sessions. And if she follows through with the whole thing, I just paid for my – I actually paid for 3 months. So I'm just saying I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is to you is you explore all the options because I have donations. I have gift certificates. I have sessions. I have – blocks of time, I have everything, anybody, and there's so many choices on there. There's no reason why anybody would not want to get a reading, which I'm kind of figuring out. I'm not booked right now, but I do feel like it's one of those things of I've laid the groundwork, and now things are going to start falling into place, and I'm going to have a full calendar. I just feel like March is going to be so freaking busy. I'm going to wish it.
And this is why I'm questioning it. You know, I'm doing great on my website. I'm doing phenomenal on Keen. But when it comes to Blog Talk Radio, I feel like it's me putting out the money, the time, my energy. I mean, everything, and I'm not getting anything back. And I want to keep doing this work because I know there are people. Like for instance, on my website, if you go there, I charge $25 for an email reading for one question. On Keen, I charge $30 because Keen takes a bigger portion of my my net, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
I know.
$3 on Blog Talk Radio, when normally if you found me on Keen and you'd be paying $30 for one question, that's an astronomical savings. I mean, that's why I was thinking about doing five, because that way, you know, if I got, let's just say, eight people in the month that decided to donate $5, then my show is paid for. You know, but otherwise, like, I just feel this is the thing that's been bothering me. The last show we had, I was just so upset because I found people being very impatient about waiting in line. You know, someone said, it was another reader too. Someone said, the phone's so heavy. Isn't she going to get through these calls? And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, I have a very special friend, a guest here. We're taking our time because people can't afford to talk to us normally. You know, I take every call. If you're a regular listener, I take every call that comes through the line, where most people that I've listened to on Blog Talk Radio will just shut down after an hour, and they don't care if you're waiting or not, or you've been waiting for the last hour or even 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to give here, but I can't give, you know, 150% and not get back anything. And I do get readings through my website from having the show, but it's not to the level that I'd like it to be. So I'm doing fine on my own. My whole thing is, I don't want to quit the show. I don't want to stop having the show. I'd like it to be a reciprocation of energy so that they're happy, I'm happy, and we don't have these people calling in every time I have a show asking the same question because it's free. You know what I mean?
No.
Call. I mean, I wouldn't care. I'd answer the same question. You know, if you're giving a donation to the show and it's helping keep the whole thing going, then wonderful. If you want to ask the same question every week, no problem. But it's very taxing for me when someone just asked me 2 days ago, can you look at this psychically? And then 2 days later, I have to look at the same thing again. I feel like I'm wasting my time. You know what I mean?
Well, people should understand one thing, too, about readings, is you should have a reading, a real good reading, about every 6 months, unless you're in a situation that's progressing. And then once a week, maybe. But the ideal of going into the same situation, no more likely with a six-month radius, you're not really going to see a lot of difference, especially with career and that kind of stuff going on. But with my show, people have called and come on here and said, hey, you know, I've been waiting for an hour, and I'm sitting there going, I want you guys to think about it like this. I'm sure that you want me to take my time with you as well. So therefore, respect the people who are in front of you, because that's what I'm doing. I'm giving everybody the time that they need. That's the whole thing. So, you know, you're calling me for a reason, and I know that for a fact. So I want to give you all the information. And when I offer to do sessions with you, that is to work with you one-on-one. But I'm definitely going to answer your question to the fullest when you call and you get on the show. I just want everybody to understand that you're in the queue. I'm going to get to you. I guarantee it.
Right.
And when the show is over with, I've been on this show for almost an hour after it's over with. Even when I do three-hour shows, I'm on the show on here. So it's the idea of looking at those things and realizing exactly what we go through. And have you ever sat down and talked to somebody who killed himself in the line? No, you have not. So therefore, respect what we do, but we put ourselves in a situation that's a whole lot more stressful than you can even imagine. And we put ourselves here for a reason, because this is what we're meant to do, this is what we're supposed to do, this is what we're guided to do, and we just want you to respect that. So therefore, when you do, I guarantee you, you'll get the same thing back in return, and you'll get exactly what you are wanting or looking for or whatever, even to the point of finding the life that you want to as well. And that's what we're all here for. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. My last show, though, like I'm telling you, I got bombarded with, why are you taking so long with this one person when you have so many people in line? And I just lost it. And I said, you know what? Do you want to run my freaking show?
No, this is my show.
This is my guest.
Yeah,
you know?
We're
taking our time because this is not McDonald's. This is filet mignon that we've paid for, that we're putting out and we're giving to you for nothing. Do you think you might have some gratitude?
Actually, that's kind of funny, Amy, because I was actually going to do that. I saw these little coffee places in the malls and the shopping centers where they got that little thing you can drive through to get coffee. And I started seeing a lot of those things are going out of business. I was actually thinking about going around the country and buying those up. Instead of having a phone service where you go to get readings, you could actually drive up and get a reading. So get a coffee and a reading for the price of one.
Get out of here, drive-through reading.
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I've actually been in a situation where people walk up to me and says, I bet you can't give me any information in 5 minutes. And I sit there and go, da-da-da-da, and they're going, I didn't even ask the question. Well, you know, I don't have time for the question, but there's the answer. So, you know, and people are like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. I said, well, okay, that's great, but what are you going to do with it? That's the whole point. I mean, I had a lady tell me one time, because I used to have a different name when I was on Keen. I used to be called the Amazing Jean. And some lady goes, you are so amazing. I said, I'm sorry, dear. I'm not here to amaze you. I'm here to help you. So are you going to take the information? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Please tell me what you're going to do with it. And she was like, well, I haven't thought that far through yet. So I was like, she's even saying it backwards. So it was just kind of put it out there, do what you got to do. And like I told someone the other day was, I right now to the point where if you say something in the chat room, it goes in one ear out the other, especially if it's one of those things where you're making comments or you're making suggestions and you don't realize that stuff. Because you're calling in or getting a free reading, and we're actually paying. I don't pay $40 a month. I pay $100. Okay? I'm actually thinking about going up and becoming a pro, which is almost $300. So, you know, I'm always expanding and going further. And I'm still doing the same format for the show. So I just want people to understand that yeah, you'll go to my chat room, you'll go to my website, and you'll see the prices, and you'll start thinking. But see, one thing about me, nothing is written in stone. I was almost wanted to put it on there and say, you know something, guys, just if you tell me, I want you to be nice about it, I want you to be honest about it, and say, okay, I'd like you to get a reading, but right now my budget sucks. What can you do? I can work with anybody's budget. I'm just saying, if you make over $100,000 a year, I think you should be respectful enough to realize that I'm pretty sure your profession is that's dear to you, and so is mine. So have the same kind of respect. Because I guarantee if I came to you to get my pipes fixed, I would pay you what you deserve. I just like to have the same thing in return. So it's one of those situations
right
out there. So, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I just get to the point right now where it's like people want to say what they're going to say, and if you get caught up in the situation, you're going to feel like there's pressure on your shoulders all the time because you're trying to please everybody. I just, anymore, it's like we sit here and tell everybody it's all about self-awareness, so we have to sit here and practice the same thing and go, okay, the only person I'm responsible for is myself. So therefore, that's not a selfish thing. We had a conversation on selflessness. If you just really look at the word selflessness, you're taking self out of the whole thing. So what are you giving? You're not really giving anything unless you're really a strong person and you're just giving up of yourself. But selflessness,
right,
kind of, that's a crazy word. Like the other day, I didn't mean to freak you out when I sit here and said, we are gods. We are. If we come to the point of realizing that we're spiritual beings and that we are gods in the sense, but also there's a great responsibility with that too as well. God doesn't come down here and step on us. He respects us to make our decisions. He gives us free will. So therefore, the idea of being a god is not what you read in that book or what you see with those people in Rome and Greeks and that kind of stuff, but actual what God is in the sense of a caring, loving, nurturing person who wants to help you, give you everything, help you answer your questions, lead you right back. So if you look at that situation, I mean, that's a good thing. We do have a lot of people out there who think that gods are people that walk all over everybody. And I'm not going to say you're not. I've been in situations where I've seen people in this business take advantage of people and walk all, you know, use them and have them coming back to the door to the point where I looked at one lady and told her, I said, you're not a psychic, you're a psychologist. You're charging by the hour and you keep telling them just enough to keep coming back tomorrow. And then he would give them up tomorrow and come back the next day. And I said, and she used to get mad at me because I would do readings an hour that people would come back. We'd never see them again. And she was like, doesn't it freak you out? No, man, I feel happy about it. I accomplished what I said. You know?
Well, the whole thing is, you know, the idea comes back to reciprocity. And mm-hmm. I completely, like, I know a lot of readers, and I pay for readings myself. Uh-huh. I mean, I would never ask, unless I can exchange with somebody and they're open to that, that's fine. But mm-hmm. I would never ask somebody to just put your energy out there and drain yourself from me and expect nothing in return. I just mm-hmm. don't think that that is spiritual. I think it conflicts the laws of the universe. And I just, you know, I'm just trying to find ways to, since I am taking, I'm losing 6 hours of work a week from doing my shows, and I want to mm-hmm. keep doing that because I really do enjoy working with people and I really do enjoy the guests I have on. But all that mm-hmm. takes a lot of time, and I'm willing to
yes.
be charitable and put myself out there. It's just that there has to be mm-hmm. something coming back so that I can, mm-hmm. so I'm not the one feeling like I'm in a one-sided relationship with my audience. You know what I mean?
Oh, no problem, because I know what you're saying.
I think some people might think, well, it's a spiritual show, so, you know, you shouldn't be getting anything for that. But I do value my time and my ability and my skill and think I should, in some way, have something for that, you know?
We do get frustrated with people who keep calling in. It's like I said before. It's just I've been trying to reach those people on a different level. But after a while, I think we are going to have to sit here and say no because we're just enabling them to keep doing it. So there's a, I have to tell you, Donnie.
There's one woman that called me like a couple of days ago before the show, the last show. She called the night of the show. She was very, very, she's going through a very tough situation, and my heart went out to her. And she was very, very negative about it to the point where I was telling her, look, this is all up to you, and I'm giving you the tools to get through this successfully and to come out the victor in the end. And she was just, like, clinging to this idea that she was going to get screwed over so hardly. Like, there was nothing you could have told her that would have changed her mind about her getting screwed over, because she kind of liked the victimhood role. And when she got off the phone with us, I got this throbbing headache. I felt sick to my stomach, and I thank God I got through the show. I threw up after the show, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I doing this? I'm so sensitive. I'm putting myself out there. I'm getting nothing for this. I'm paying for it all, and I'm getting sick on top of it. It's just like something has to change here. So that's why I was asking that question. I don't want to hog up all the time on your show, because I know you have other callers to get to, and I'd be more than happy to stick around if you want me to. But, you know, that's basically why I was asking. Do you think it'll be well received?
Well, first of all, you do have to stick around and do readings so you can actually pay for the one you just got. But I'm just kidding.
I totally would.
I'm thinking the sense the thing.
And you know, I usually do. You know.
Yes, Kami. I'm just saying right now. It's like one of those things that just, I guess it's one, me personally, I understand the headache thing, because I've had the same thing happen too. I haven't gotten to the point where I've actually gotten sick, but I have gotten to the point where I woke up the next morning, I felt like someone hit me in the head with a freaking beer bottle, just throbbing and that kind of stuff. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, okay, what's the common denominator? I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened there. Because I said, all I did last night was do some breathing exercises. And even to the point where my guides are telling me after every show, to do my freaking chakra clearing meditations and everything, and just start cleansing, because some of the people that are coming through are really, I do think in a sense, they don't realize what they're doing. So I think what you just said in the conversation that we just had, I think it really needs to be said. The situation of doing a show exclusively toward that would help, would educate people to understand that in the process of what they're getting a free reading is, they have to realize that someone on the other end is not getting anything for free. They're giving. And the ideal, you should look at yourself and understand what you're doing in the process of the whole thing, because it could be a learning lesson just for calling the show and hearing just what you heard to point it back at you and go, okay, the reason your life is the way it is because of decisions you have made, period. And to sit here and look at the whole thing, and when someone hands you the tools, that's like sitting there going, okay, someone just gave me a shovel, a hoe, and a rake, and my garden still ain't done. And then being mad at everybody else because you didn't do the work, you know, or you're starving in the wintertime because you didn't plant your garden. And that's the whole thing. You know, manifestations, we use that term a lot, of planting seeds. If you're not willing to plant a seed, you're not going to get anything out of it, I guarantee it. So the ideal situations of looking at yourself, when you call the show, man, you're going to get some reflections. And it's like, I've had people too.
And I welcome that, you know. My show's at 10 o'clock tonight. I welcome people to call in and talk to me about it and their thoughts and their opinions. I've gotten some great feedback from your chat room, actually. So, Donnie, I thank you for letting me come on and vent.
No problem.
It's not that I'm not upset. It just feels wrong. It's imbalanced, and it needs to be imbalanced.
Are you sure you're not upset? Just a little bit? But I'm just asking. So don't get mad at me, please. No.
I'm upset at the idea of the imbalance that's going on and trying to be fair to everybody, you know?
I came on the show one day after going out and getting a reading from somebody the night before on Block Talk Radio, and I was really ticked off because I had actually called in sincerely to ask a question and got blown off the air because she thought I was trying to advertise. Because if you come in my chat room and somebody wants to get a reading from you because they know you're psychic, then that's happening for a reason. And I feel like I was the vehicle for it to happen. So I have no problem with that. And I do the same thing. Well, I don't even necessarily get permission. Let's get that right there straight, okay? What I'm saying is, when things happen, I feel like those things are happening for a reason. So I really don't pay attention to those things because I'm too busy doing the show. But if it does happen.
My whole thing is, like, I've got people drawing off of me all day, like from my website, from Keen. I'm taking calls all day, and every time I talk to somebody, it's bringing me lower and lower because, you know, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just what happens to a psychic when they read all day, you know? Like, every time you turn around, somebody's asking you a question. It's kind of like someone, you know, you work an eight-hour day, let's say, and someone asks you, let's just say you're on call, like, you know, 24/7, and somebody's always turning around and say, hey, can you work right now? Hey, can you work right now? And sometimes you don't want to work. Sometimes you just want to breathe. You want to relax. You want to listen to a show without being, you know, interrupted with, hey, can you look at this for me? And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I know there's a couple of people on Blog Talk Radio that every time I see them in the chat room, they're asking me questions. And I'm like, I have a show. It's at this time. You know, please come to the show, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. It's just not, I don't know, interrupting my day to just say, hey, you know, I'm just wondering if I might get a phone call today, you know?
I'm just saying what you need to do in a situation like I've been doing is you don't make yourself available just right off the bat. You have to, you know, I make people make appointments so I can be prepared for what to do.
Right. Let's take some callers, though. I don't want to, you know, sit here and hog the show.
Sure.
I feel bad. I don't want to do.
You shouldn't feel bad because it's giving you a lot of time here to sit here and answer a lot of the questions in the chat room. So, okay. Okay. And everybody keeps saying they are saying, okay, are you taking calls? Not right now.
I know.
Hey guys,
I take this call from my mother, though. Can you? I'll be right back. Is that cool? I'm just going to switch over and then come right back.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, area code 224, how you doing today?
Are you there? She hung up. Oh, my God.
No, I'm here. Hello?
Okay, who's talking? Okay, is this area code 224?
Yes, it is. This is Jill. Oh.
Great, you just won $10,000. I'm just kidding. But kind of
and I'm back, Donnie. Sorry about that.
Did you call mom? Do you need to call your mom?
No, she called, but then she hung up, so I'll just call her in a little bit.
Okay,
area code 224. I don't want to call you area code 244. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Jill.
Jill, how are you doing, Jill? Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Illinois, it's a crazy state. You know, you should... Illinois has always been a crazy state with me. I'm sorry. So what's your question? I feel like we have a relationship thing going on.
Yeah, it's a relationship question. I thought I had a strong connection with a man named Dan, and now I'm questioning his credibility. Do I have a strong connection with him? Does he have feelings for me? What do you get?
I have an instant answer for you. It's basically no. The one thing I pick up the most is what you felt was real, but now he's blocking you. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like, and the ideal of the situation seems to be something to, let's put it this way. The one thing I picked up the most was attachment.
Okay.
When you felt the connection and you felt everything that was going on with the whole thing, you attached yourself to him. And so if you were coming to me and I do relationship counseling, I would tell you the very first thing you do in a relationship is you don't attach yourself to somebody because you're basically going because of the fear of losing that person. And when you do that, a lot of guys get out.
Okay, you're breaking out. You're breaking up. Say it
breaking
again.
Up. I'm breaking
your
up.
The phone line is breaking up. Say it again.
That's great, man. I hear you guys all so clearly.
Really, you're breaking up.
How about now? Okay, I'll take a yes.
Okay, say it again.
Okay. I said, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying with the situation, you attach yourself to him, and I feel like you got really scared of the situation. I also feel like really, really strongly that the messages I'm getting is, he's not really strong enough for a relationship right now. I feel like in some sense of the word, he really felt like he was, and this was a true test, which kind of like he flunked.
Right.
And he blocked himself off real quickly. I just feel like I'm almost getting prompted that you need to move on.
Okay, so I've wasted all my time.
No, dear. You never waste your time when you cross other people's paths. There's always something to be learned. And the situation is, learn to face your own fears as well, because you attach yourself to somebody. In a relationship, attachments are fears that are playing themselves out. When you're in a good relationship that's going to go the distance, you have to have freedom so it can grow. Like I've always said, if two people come together, you have two strong individuals that come together, it's going to be a strong relationship. If you have one who's not, and it's kind of like a pull back and forth kind of thing, then you don't really have time to focus on the relationship itself. It's always focusing on one person or the other. That's why the ideal two people coming together when they're really in the good part of their lives, you know, like I'm happy, he's happy, and then we can be happy together. So therefore you can actually focus on the relationship, nurture the relationship, so therefore it can grow. It's like a child. If you don't nurture the child and you don't feed the child, it dies. And so it's like one of the situations, you don't lash onto your kids, do you? Something's going to happen to the kid. Some people do, but people really teach their kids, trust the ideal, know things happen for a reason. Even when things do happen in their lives, they have a tendency to look at it realistically and go, okay, my child was in a car accident. They start looking at what led to that. So, see, in the process, some people say, well, this person got killed. They're, you know, basically, they say their life was wasted because they never got a chance to experience it. I said, no. Look what happened. What was brought to awareness because of the situation that happened, okay? I mean, we were talking about this before, too, and I bring it up a lot, and it's not like a shock thing. It's just the idea of realizing that in certain situations of taking 100% accountability for your lives really puts you in a situation of freedom. And attachments are not freedom. They're restrictions. They're like handcuffs. They're like shackles. And what you want to do is you want to find the person that you can be with and that you can be yourself. That you, when he walks up the freaking door, you don't have to sit there and worry about, you know, if he's going to run off with somebody or he's going to get hit by a car, that kind of stuff. You trust. And you love, and you realize that every decision we make in our lives, something happens. So therefore, I haven't had an accident. I don't know how long. It's because I just don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in anything. Everything happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. And there's a lot of power in that. When you sit there and focus on everything in your life and go, you know something? The situation, the story goes like this. This woman got raped and left her dead in a house. She was a realtor. And some guy she showed the house to took advantage of her. And when people asked her later on, you know, how she felt about the situation, she told everybody it was her fault. And everybody freaked out, gasping, ooh, what? Yes, she said it was her fault. And she said, the reason I'm saying it's my fault, because if I would have listened to my guidance, it would never have happened. And that's a strong statement. That's also a strong realization in her life. And that's what I was talking about before. I was talking about Jesus going through his life. And there was a couple of questions that he questioned too, because he knew what was coming up. And people do the same thing on their path. There's a lot of things that they've come here to learn that sometimes they're willing to do. And the situation is to learn from those so they stop repeating themselves. And in your situation, I feel like you've learned a lot here because you realize that you're looking for freedom in your life. But you also have to give freedom to other people as well, for them to be themselves. And a lot of times you don't get that. But I'm just saying, with the situation, you need to look at yourself.
I think you made a great point, Donnie, about this situation. And I'm sorry, I had to go back out and tell my mother I had to call her back. But
That's okay.
I just came in, and the one thing that I get with this situation, I'm assuming there's a romantic problem.
Yeah.
Situation. They're showing me like a lack of reciprocity, and it's funny because that's what I called the show to talk about tonight, and that's what I'm seeing the major hindrance to this situation is. There's not a give and like an equal give and take. There's more like somebody taking and not giving back, and that's what's causing the problems here. And unfortunately, I don't get that this is a bad person. This is somebody who's just not capable of giving back in the same kind, generous, charitable mm-hmm. way that Jill is able to.
I was just saying
there's
with Jill.
There's a lot to learn here. I get someone putting up like
yeah,
a wall or a boundary or like putting themselves inside of a bubble.
Well, that's what I wanted Jill to do. I wanted Jill to realize why.
Okay, so who's in the bubble, him or me?
Let me check. Let's see.
Okay.
Who is in the bubble?
I get the impression it's actually me. I see two bubbles. he cut you off, and then you're sitting there cutting yourself off, too, because of...
Well, it looks like you, honey, because they're saying you're disappointed. There's something still left to be salvaged here. You're being offered something. You're not happy with it. And they're saying this person is a bit too idealistic to be grounded in reality, meaning you're being offered something, but it's not realistic. It's too idealistic, meaning it's not really grounded in reality. It's not really something that you can take and run with.
I guess you would say that she's looking at this guy, but she's not looking at him. She's looking at a fantasy of what she would like
right.
to have with him.
But she knows it's a fantasy. She knows it, and that's why she's not accepting it. She knows that, you know.
Like, yeah, Jill,
I did send him an email tonight, and I did call him out on several things where he's not what I thought. I'm realizing maybe he's not what I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
so
he is what he says he is. The problem is, this man can fall into love very easily and out of love just as easily.
Okay.
Meaning,
he
means
like
what
drama.
He says at the time, but it's not, it can change very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like somebody who's stopping to smell a flower and then notices this beautiful orchid over here and then go to that one. Not to say it's about other women, but at the time, he's really admiring the daffodil he's looking at, but that orchid over there he admires just as equally, and he will move over there and be in love with that flower. It's like somebody who's lacking in substance. It's all dreaminess and idealism. It's not grounded in reality and substantially, like, concrete.
Focus. It's like a,
so how is he going to react to my email after I called him out on it?
Well, the answer I get on that whole thing is the idea of, I still feel like the same thing I picked up before, of letting go of the whole thing, certain questions. And I've had several people do that too, where they start asking questions about him or her and the situation like that. And my guys always come back and say, you know something, this is not really about them. It's about you. And the
right.
focus needs to be put upon you. So therefore, asking
right.
these questions, you're still having that tough time to take that step to look at yourself. So I just want to say,
right.
I keep getting over
and
over
50.
Again.
This is what I'm getting. I'm 50, and I still haven't learned anything. That's what I'm getting.
Well, the reason what I'm getting here is she's 50, and she's learned a lot. But you're still learning as you go along.
You've learned a lot. You're just not applying it. And you can start applying it right now. Meaning, when you see these things, these red flags, if you want to call them that, it's just time to cut them out and say next. I'm getting
okay.
you get caught up in the emotions a bit, and you are a very kind and generous person, so
yes.
you want to help, but and you think people can improve, and I'm not saying change it about yourself because I think that is lovely. I'm the same way. The problem
mm-hmm.
is just incorporating a little bit more discernment to say, okay, is this huge if it doesn't change? Is this a deal breaker? And if
mm-hmm.
it is, then I would say, okay, well, I'll give him, you know, 2 weeks to show me something different. If I don't see anything different, I'm not wasting my time anymore with impossible situations that I'm idealistically hoping will change. And
mm-hmm.
idealistically, he's telling you, hey, look at this. You know, I really have feelings here, and I want to give you what you want. But the action is everything. And that's what they're saying, really paying attention to. And Donnie's right. This is not about how he's going to react to the email. It's about what you're going to do about the situation the way it stands now if nothing changes. Are you happy with
so
what you
have? Think, okay, do you think something's going to change in 2 weeks or it isn't?
No, I don't think it's going to be honest with you.
Okay.
You're saying this man is unstable, inconsistent, and unreliable. And I don't see that changing anytime soon.
No.
Okay.
What I get, too, I get the same thing with the situation, like I've said before. And I really don't get a lot of messages or any information about him. Okay? I really don't. I get all of you. You need to find you. You also need to take things that you've learned, because I think you've been in this situation before, and it just keeps telling you over and over again that when things don't happen, just like you wanted to and quickly and the whole thing, it's just not it. And it's the idea of recognizing that and spontaneously making decisions and moving forward.
And you can do this in a very nice way by telling him, you know, things aren't the way I need them to be to meet my needs and my heart's needs, but we can still talk, and if something changes, just let me know, and we can always revisit this. I mean, I find that a lot with my clients, that they have a hard time just cutting things off and saying, well, it's never going to happen. Well, I say don't ever say ever or never. Just say, for now, this isn't what I want or this isn't what I need. And you can always revisit this later and let them know. You know, you can't really meet my needs right now, but mm-hmm. if you can at some point, if things change for you, if you get more grounded, more stable, more centered, let me know. I'd love to revisit this.
And yeah, and the situation is like this, you know. It's just really a decision to keep moving forward. So, you know, the ideal, I know for a fact, I've run into people again and again and again, but it didn't happen until I decided to keep moving forward instead of waiting for them to catch up, which it wasn't catching up. It was the ideal of me realizing that I just put my life on hold for a minute to thinking about things just too much. And that's when I said you should try to flash to the person, and you just start doing this whole thing. Do you realize you've gone from becoming a girlfriend to becoming a therapist? So what do you want to be? You want to be a therapist or you want to be a girlfriend? That's the choice, you know. Like, it's your choice. What are you going to put your energy into? Are you going to put your energy into what you really want, or are you going to put your energy what could have been? Because obviously it didn't happen, or it would already be a part of your life at this time, which is not. So therefore, the idea of focusing on this over and over again is just, it really hurts you more than anything else, because your life has just come to a halt. So it's trying to get you to go on that kind of thing.
The cool thing about this, too, is you can actually find out exactly what you have by putting this into action, meaning you don't have to sit and wonder anymore, do they care enough to take this action and to really make this real or not? It's more like, I'm going to take care of myself, and I hope you catch up to me, because I'm moving forward, almost like you're jogging down the road. And if they want to continue to walk, they can do that. Or if they really want you, mm-hmm. you will know it when they come running up beside you and say, hey, I'm really on board here. I really want to go down this path with you. And what an exhilarating feeling that is, to know they're really there because they want to be, not because you're slowing down your energy for them.
Yeah. That's a key, man. It's right there. It's like relationships are equal. And when you're in a situation where it's not equal, boy, there's a lot of answers right there. It's telling you this can't be the one. Can't be, man, because, I mean, shoot, if I was the right person, then I would be getting exactly what I wanted right this minute. And you're not. So that's what I'm saying. Just, you know, let's go on, save a lot of time, go on. But I would agree with Amy, too. I wouldn't sit here and say this is over. But I would sit here and look at the situation as it unfolds. You know, try to what I would say is work on yourself. Get to know yourself very well, what you really want, what you really care about, what really means that most to you. And then put it out to the universe. I always say, trust the universe. We're also meditation. I said, okay, here's a person you want to be with. Now, I want you to sit there and just fine-tune what you've been focusing on, or maybe you have a list of 10 things that you want in a guy and relationship and that kind of stuff, and go over it again, and then put it out to the universe. If this guy comes back in your life, then I guess he'd be the one. If he doesn't, that means the universe is leading to the person you're supposed to be with. So that's what I always do. It's like, it's a great test to test the universe, to test the catalog of life, okay, that when you put an order in, you get exactly what you want. But sometimes we have a tendency to, our vision has a tendency to look at it differently. When we want something so badly, we're willing to do it. Settle for right there instead of what's really good for us.
Okay, can I respond?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, you guys are outstanding. You didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, but you were like 200% correct. You were, and you gave me a lot to think about, but the guy, your phone line is cutting out. The woman's isn't, but yours is.
Okay.
Okay, so you like were right on the money.
He's gonna,
both of you were right
like
on the money.
Okay.
What did you say?
I haven't had any trouble all week. I really haven't.
Wow, I'm glad it's resonating with you, Jill. I'm glad it's resonating with you.
Me too.
Yes, it is totally resonating with me, and you are like right on. Like, you didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, but what you told me was exactly correct, and I feel it in all the cells in my body.
How awesome. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, because that makes me feel good that I'm actually doing
it
something
does.
Good.
You
we're
gave
doing
me all
good.
The answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been putting my life on hold and putting my life on hold because I've had a connection with this man that wasn't like anything I've ever had before, but it doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean?
Not that it doesn't mean anything, Jill. I mean, I completely have been where you are, and right now I'm 3 years out on one of those situations, too. We haven't talked in 2 years, but I can tell you this. It was so freeing for me to finally get free from that situation and know this man really does love me, and I really have this connection with him. No matter what happens, he will catch
same
up.
Same here.
And if he
same
doesn't,
here.
If he... Yes. If he doesn't, it wasn't meant to be, and I don't want someone who doesn't want me like that. Do you know what I mean? Who's not
right.
willing to go the extra mile for me because I'm worth it.
Okay. That's exactly where I'm at.
Gotcha.
Okay. So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jill.
And you, like, really went all the whole mile, and you spent time with me. I really appreciate it. You were 200% right on. Wow.
You're so sweet.
Thank
so
you.
Sweet.
You didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, but you were like 200% right on.
Thank
wow.
You.
You guys are really great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Really?
Good luck.
You are.
Okay.
Thank
you have
you.
Great intentions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you
all
for
right.
calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my
Bye.
God. I got chills from that call. That was so nice.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it to the freaking door. But, you know, it's like, whoa, okay. Yes, guys. I mean, seriously, I haven't had any problems all week with this freaking mic. And, I don't know. It's just freaking weird.
But you have been sounding better. I've been listening. You have been sounding better with
yeah,
the mic.
We've been having so much problem technically with a lot of things. It's like an atmospheric kind of thing. Because there are some things I just cannot trace back to any kind of source. So I just kind of like shut down, do it all over again, and go back to square one. I always think
right.
the work is good. So I go to, I love these calls. Like 1111111. That's all I make a wish on that one, huh? Manifestation
nice.
Numbers. Manifestation, look at that. Hey, hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, this is Georgette.
Georgette, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Good.
Where's that 111
area code? It's from California. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Georgette. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm listening to your show, Donnie, and I heard Amy, and I thought maybe she was a caller because I didn't realize you had her as a guest. And
I was a caller, and now I'm a guest.
Oh, got it.
Donnie's so kind.
I got it. So, you know, I mean, I feel like I lucked out because Amy,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, is one of the best readers, and a
Aww.
Lot of people seem to go to her for relationship questions, and she seems to like that seems to be her area, her
mm-hmm.
specialty. I don't know if she means that, but she really can pick up on the connections between people.
What?
And the thing that I've already said this to you, Amy, but I want to reiterate that she doesn't
Aww.
Just read and give
down.
An answer.
I'll bring him up down there.
She actually, Amy, you actually take somebody through the process, and you don't hang up with them until you feel that they've really covered the grounds that they need to. Like, why is this happening? Let's see what you can do differently. I mean, most readers don't do that. And most readers, absolutely correct, do not go beyond the 30 minutes or hour, whatever the time frame is for their show. And, I mean, I really believe that people love you. I really
Aww,
believe.
Oh, Georgia, you're so sweet. You're going to make me cry.
Gosh,
I do. I mean, I wouldn't hang on to just to tell you this, but it's so important. And I hope that you are hearing this with an open heart. People love you. People sometimes
That's
don't
good.
Always have the consciousness if they're, you know, maybe to say something like, I've been waiting so long and why'd you spend so much time? because I think they're so anxious to talk to you because they know that you can help them with their issue. It's not a problem so much as it is an issue to solve. And so, you know, like the universe supplies rewards in different ways, and I hear your frustration. And that's one of the kind of things that I have as far as myself is concerned, that the little bit of discrepancy with reading is that it does take a lot of energy, and it can be draining. And I think the thing that really helps that is the boundaries. Is setting those boundaries. If you say to yourself, okay, these are my boundaries, I'm only going to read, you know, for an hour on the radio instead of 2 hours because I've been reading all day long, and that's about all I have to give, then you set those boundaries. And I think you'll find, I know you've done this because you're a strong individual, and I know that you know this, but it's sometimes we get on such a roll with giving, 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 that we sometimes forget to, oh, wait a minute, maybe I need to scale back just for me.
Right.
You know.
Oh, we get so happy you called in, Georgette, because I needed to hear this. I so needed to hear this.
Yeah, and like I said, I know you know this stuff, but sometimes we just need someone in the position of taking the time to remind us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Okay, now it's your turn to remind me.
What am I reminding you about, Donnie?
That's so great, man. It's powerful. Someone call in here to say those things, because you're right. There's sometimes you just need to hear that. You know, inside, but just need to confirm. Like she was saying before, it's like we put out. It's just the ideal of somebody recognizing and giving back to understand that in the process of giving, when you give back, it just continues. But we've already started.
Exactly. And I loved what you said, Donnie, about, you know, how did you put it, that the order of universe or the menu, or I don't remember the word you used, but, you know, like
the catalog.
The catalog. Right. Okay, so when we go to a restaurant, you know, we say, I'd like a blah. And we don't, like, go follow them to make sure that they're going to bring us our dinner. We just have faith that whatever we order is going to come back to us.
Yes. Also, one other thing, too. Everybody has more faith in the freaking chair they're sitting in than they do in their own self and their own lives.
Yeah.
That's what we're just trying to bring back to the forefront, saying, you sit in that chair and you don't even think about it. You just sit down because it's going to hold you up. Now it's time for you to hold your own self back up and realize what you can actually do with your life. And it's just the idea when you, I'm serious, when you get in the spiritual, when you really go in and living spiritual lifetime, it's a spontaneous thing. You just give back. And I guess in a certain sense, it's like trying to get through to people and say, okay, do you really want to live your life the way you really want to? And there's a lot of work to be done on your own self as well. But
it's definitely a process. I mean, you know, it doesn't come overnight sometimes, but all of a sudden, you know, if we keep talking about this in a higher consciousness way, I think that people start to turn
bright and early. Get in bed.
Donnie, is something going on?
Yeah, it's called everybody has no respect for this. They sit here making all the freaking noise. I never know from these people until I'm on the show. And then she's like, he needs to go to bed. And I don't see the importance, because I asked her to do this for me, so I kind of keep my apartment clear, so he would, because we don't have, I guess, she's taking care of my daughter's son, because of the big old kind of mix-up going on right now.
I'm sorry, Georgette, if you could repeat that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's a crazy situation, and I'm sorry, too, because it's the ideal. I do have a respect for people who call this show, and there's certain things that go on that I respect everybody, my clients and everybody else. It's just there's other things that fall in the format that I have no control over, I guess, in some sense of the word. And I don't appreciate it either, because, I mean, I want to give everybody 100%. And I've stressed everybody in my environment.
It's a wonderful example of how control is really an illusion, you know, how things don't work out perfectly, but we can roll with it.
And I explain things to people over and over and over again, and they're just going to do or not do whatever they want to do, free will. You know, I appreciate, and I also respect free will. It's just the ideal of the situation. I already asked her to keep him downstairs, let him sleep on the bed, and then I'll come down later and pick him up and put him up here. And I thought we had already had that squared away, but obviously I was wrong. So I apologize.
Well, when it comes to kids, you don't have anything squared away.
Yeah. Well, I do know what you mean, Donnie, and I'm sorry that this is happening because I'm sure it's uncomfortable for you, but it kind of reminds me of what I wanted to say, which is I think a lot of us get, you know, we go back to old conditioning. So, you know, the more we can talk about the new paradigm, the new sense of consciousness, the more we can share that and talk about it, I believe the more that we can change the energy of the world, I mean, around us. And mm-hmm. It's just so important, like what you were sharing with that woman just before me, you know, is so powerful. It's so very powerful. I've gone through it. I know what it's like to go through those different stages. I heard you say, Amy, that you've gone through it. And
yeah.
Totally true, so liberating, so empowering to know that you do not have to depend on somebody else's acceptance or readiness to be your identity, to be attached to your identity.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We get so close, and especially people that are empathic or psychic, we almost become the other person.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to rip ourselves away and say, no, I need to be me. I can't function at this level anymore. And what a freeing experience it is to just say to yourself, okay, I'm not happy with what I'm getting right now, and I'm going to take a step forward in my direction, in the direction I want to go in. And if they really are going to be with me, they will be right there. And mm-hmm. I've seen people. I had a call the other day. It broke my heart. She's been waiting 24 years for somebody to change.
Oh, wow.
And my heart went out to her because I know how badly it hurts to face the reality that this person is not going on our path, or not going in our direction, or is going off on their own path. But at the same time, we have to live our truth. We have to be ourselves. We can't be anybody else.
Right.
And mm-hmm. once you get through the pain and the heartbreak of that, what a liberating experience, as you said, Georgette. What a freeing experience to know that no matter what, I have to be true to myself. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and know that you're not being true to yourself.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you're living a lie.
Right.
That you're trying to swallow this lie that you're living that does not resonate whatsoever with anything that you are.
Mm-hmm. Or that we can look at ourselves in the mirror and every morning and say, you know, I love you. You are my best friend. And, you know, that's what matters. That's the center. And everything else around us is a reflection of, you know, something inside of us, but it doesn't identify. It's not our identity. So, in other words, start to separate what is everybody else's and what is really
yeah.
ours. What do we own and what do we not own?
Well,
right.
So in a relationship, we need to ask ourselves the question, is this really a reflection more of that person and what's going on inside of them for now? Or is it something that is reflecting truly what's reflecting what's going on inside of me? Sometimes mm-hmm. it's both, but a lot of times we take on responsibility of really what is the other person's, what's going on for them, and where they're at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think
yeah,
we bought
true.
Into, you know, the old conditioning and the Cinderella syndrome and, you know, all of that as women.
Yes. Yes, a friend of mine told me about a book she read. I think it was by Debbie Ford, and in that book
yeah.
it said, and I can't remember the title, but in that book it said, if you're waiting for the white knight to come, he's not coming. The white knight is you.
Yeah.
You know, it's about you.
Save
you know, and whoever
yourself.
Comes along on the path, but we're not supposed to sit here and wait.
Exactly.
We're supposed to live.
Yeah, can
exactly.
I say something? I'm the
yeah.
knight in shining armor. Can I say something?
Yeah. Sure, Donnie.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. No, you're right. You're right. It's the situation of people saving themselves is the ideal of having the life that they really want. I was saying this the other day. I said my philosophy is the more you know yourself, the more you recognize the person you're supposed to be with. So, you know, like simplify the whole thing and say, okay, Knight in Shining Armor, that was four lifetimes ago. And I have actually traced people with past lives back to those kind of situations because they did exist, you know, but it's like needing to let go of those things in favor of what's going now to also, in the process of letting go of a past life, also is a healing, also a learning situation that improves a lot in this lifetime as well.
Yeah.
Well, I can say one thing as well, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No problem. No, no. Go ahead.
The one thing I just wanted to bring across was, and the biggest thing that I learned from my heartbreaking situation was that, well, and actually what started my work to begin with, so I'm very grateful for the heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I learned the most was, if I had gotten what I wanted, if I had, you know, hit the jackpot and gotten what I wanted, I would have so sold myself short, or sold myself out, I should say. We all think we know what we want, but when it really comes down to it, we really have this idea in our heads that we know, but we can't see past what we want far enough, and that's where a psychic really comes in invaluably, to see that, you know what, you think you want this, you think it's what you want, but if you actually got this, you'd be selling yourself short. And it's a very hard concept for me to get with, or at least it was until then.
I say rejection is God's protection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never heard it put so precisely, but absolutely. I would have sold myself short. I would have been taking care of a child. And I see that a lot with women. We're so nurturing. We're so caring. We're so generous. We want to give our hearts. We wear our hearts on our sleeves. But who are we giving it to? It should matter.
Yeah.
And when we look at who we're giving it to, we feel, you know, in my case, I'll just bring up myself because we're not talking about anyone else that's called into the show or anything. But in my case, I was giving my heart to someone who was emotionally kind of crippled by their childhood, their drug use. I mean, there was a lot of things going on that I couldn't really see. I was trying to help this person, I thought. But in actuality, what was happening was I was setting myself up to do a disservice to myself because this person was not interested in changing. This person was not interested in getting enlightened, even though they said to the contrary. It came to me that, you know, I really need to reevaluate what I'm doing here. And that's why I was telling the last caller, I mean, yes, to a certain degree, yeah, everyone has problems and everyone has issues, and we want to help, of course. But when it comes down to somebody who's not receptive to the help, when it comes down to somebody who does not want to change, we have no business doing ourselves a disservice by waiting for them to change and calling psychics and asking, are they going to change? Are they going to change? Are they going? And I've done it too, so I'm not judging anybody. I've done it myself. But it's really hard to get past that idea and say, okay, whether they change or not, I'm going to change this dynamic right now, and I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
It's a courageous move. It's a tough move. It's a heartbreaking move.
Yeah, very
so
good
liberating.
Stuff. Very powerful stuff. And I really feel like sometimes people need to hear just that amount of information to start to perceive things in a totally different way and put the emphasis more on moving themselves forward than holding themselves back. Like you said, I love that analogy that you used running down the street, you know, and then all of a sudden if this person really wants you, they're going to make a run for it and catch up with you and say just that, I really want you.
Right. And
that's the
nature
of the male species, is that when he wants something, when a man wants something, he knows how to get it.
Absolutely. Isn't that right, Donnie?
Right, Donnie?
Yes, I was just amazed by the people and some of the comments in the chat room saying that we really care about people, and everybody's just really opening up a lot in the chat room too as well. So it's
That's really nice. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. This show, like, I would definitely say took on a life of its own, and it's been fantastic, and, you know, finances for everybody can get better, too. I'm trying to – it's like I saw some things in here. I'm used to having a co-host of my own, too, which I haven't had for a while, and I was answering calls and answering questions, too. So I heard a little bit, and I agree 100% exactly with the situation and what you're saying. I always have, and it's one of those things that just I feel like this week I can't be able to just say.
Hey, Amy, can I ask Amy a question?
Your time's up.
Oh, sure.
I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Amy, I was wanting to know if you could tell me whether a friendship, speaking of, you know, moving forward, if a past friendship is in the cards to turn into more of a romance.
Okay. Let's take a look
at that. In the cards. I'm actually looking at my cards, and I don't see it. You know.
Okay. Not yours, perhaps.
I get just friendship for right now. This person comes off a bit cautious, a bit hesitant and over-analytical, meaning they really, really think and rethink and think and rethink. There's two things that are coming up with regards to this person that you should know about. The first thing is they have a bit of a guard up. They're telling me, I'm a little bit apprehensive. I have a trust issue. I'm a little bit immature when it comes to my thought process. I'm fearful as well. So these two things, he's wounded and a little bit guarded. So the friendship is what I see coming through the strongest. Not to say that this could never, ever happen, because I don't read that way, but they're saying for now I would expect only a friendship. They've been through the ringer, it seems like, emotionally. They show me like a bandage over this man's head, so that's telling me I'm a little bit shell-shocked. I'm a little bit gun-shy. I'm afraid. So I've got a little bit of a fence up or a wall up to protect me. And I also get on another front this protection idea coming through, too, with this guard up, almost like I don't know if I can trust people. I have to make sure I have this guard up and be ready because people have hurt me in the past, and I don't know if I can trust.
Interesting.
So I would really try and work more on that friendship. Because he seems a little bit just reserved, a little standoffish. Not to say he couldn't be a great friend, but when it comes to really getting emotionally connected, they're saying this man has been through the ringer and is afraid.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
So
does he have a smile? Does he smile a lot? Does he really smile a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, he smiles a lot. That's actually, I can go smile, I'll say I'm back myself, and I hide behind this, and I have feelings and that kind of stuff. But I also feel like what she was saying about, I keep getting the friendship, too, as well, but I keep seeing it as the, what do you call it? It's like the vehicle that brings it into a relationship. As long as you focus on friendship, it goes into a relationship. But if this idea of focusing on on a relationship will spook him, and he will pull away.
Yeah, no, I don't even want to venture those words at this point at all. But I was just curious. There's something, some intuition I have, but just wanted to kind of get your take on it.
Well, my angels
the
are telling
directly. The best way to move forward, they're saying, with regards to this man, is to keep up a written correspondence. Like a little bit of a, you know how some people like to text or email?
Yes, that's what
it makes them feel
do.
A little safer.
Mm-hmm.
I would continue doing that.
You would.
That
okay.
will build him. Yeah, I would. That would build him up a little bit to maybe trust a little bit more.
Because I almost feel, you know, we've kind of cut off communication, so I almost feel as if he feels that I'm the one who has not wanting to continue or no interest.
Well, I can ask him how he feels about your side of things. Let's see.
Okay.
What do you think her side of things exactly is? What do you think she's feeling or sensing or thinking about the situation?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the angels, what they're telling me too as well.
Well, he thinks you're pretty accomplished. You're a lady, and you know what you want.
Mm.
And he thinks that you are very self-reliant and independent as well. And he thinks that, from your perspective, in order to come forward, things need to be structured. Mm-hmm. They need to be a certain way.
I see.
And he's saying basically she's showing herself to be someone completely completely independent and self-reliant of situations, meaning I'm not really going to be fazed by lack of communication or anything else. I know what I want, and that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he does feel to a certain. Let me ask how he thinks you feel about him now. Let's just see. He feels like you're not really accepting him as a person. What he's saying is, she thinks that I'm kind of all talk and no action, and that's why she's been a bit hesitant or kind of a little bit slow with regards to the energy exchange between us. Like, almost like, no, I'm not happy with what you're offering me.
Right.
I think you're all talk and
no action.
No action, basically full of BS, you know?
Wow.
She thinks I'm full of BS, so that's why she's kind of keeping her distance.
Right. Oh, you are so right on, Amy. Oh, my gosh. You could not even know this.
And the problem is, he's not full of BS so much as he gets overwhelmed easily. Like, he's the type of guy that doesn't cope or deal or conflict resolute very easily. Like, he gets to the point where he feels like he's got the world on his shoulders and he's about to break, you know?
The
so
truth
I don't want to
of the matter
he's a bad
is,
guy.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is that I have a lot of admiration for what he does. You know, for the amount of stuff that he takes on and for his vim and vigor, his verve for life. I mean, he's just, you know, I know his weaknesses. It's not like, you know, I'm building him up to be some kind of god, because, I mean, I see the pluses and minuses, but there's a lot of respect I have for who he is, type of person he is, what he's accomplished, where he's going, and basically the reason I cut off communications was because I just felt like it wasn't divine timing, that I didn't want to be the aggressor. But it's very true. I have had intuition that he's thinking that the reason that I'm like going, forget it, you know, I'm just blowing you off. I really don't think you're worth my salt, you know, my time. So very true, very
right.
accurate.
He thinks you're in self-protect mode, you know?
Yes.
Which I think to a certain degree is true.
To a certain
Although
extent,
I don't think
I am.
You're afraid of him.
No.
I don't think you're afraid of him or threatened. I think you're in your own power. You're just like, why would I want to put myself into a situation where it could happen?
Exactly.
You know, until I see something more solid, more substantial, more real.
And more ready. Until I see more readiness on his part.
Yeah.
You know.
He just seems a little bit vacillatory.
Yes.
A little bit... like up and down, a little bit unstable. So I think you're right for kind of holding back and cutting off communication and saying to yourself, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm getting emotionally connected to someone who's not ready to be responsible completely.
And responsive. Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I would definitely look at the situation, too, with my angel cards. They're talking about harmony as relationship harmony. I also talked to Archangel Chamel. Talking about beloved one, we're helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. So I don't see this as something that's over. It's just the idea of two pulling back and growing and coming back at a different time. Because I see a lot of things emerging. I also feel like you need to really nurture your own inner child too. A lot of things that come up
True.
Out of this from the reflection. So spread your wings, nurture yourself. It's emerging. But also what I see around you too, I see three angels. And usually when I see love angels or in the situation of relationships and that kind of thing, when you see, I always see three angels and they're always pink, and I see also Archangel Chamel, where I feel like they're all working together to orchestrate this whole thing to help you all work together to come together. So if it takes walking away from each other, which you that was a lot of strength for you to do too as well, and I feel like he grew a little bit out of the whole situation himself. He might be thinking a lot of things, but don't we all? But in the
That's
process
what...
of growing. Yeah.
My angels keep telling me the same thing, Donnie, that he has grown over the time frame that I've just moved away.
He's your dream man.
Well, I feel a real soul connection. I feel a real soul connection. And speaking of dreams, he comes into my dreams, and
yeah,
I don't dream about anybody. I mean,
yeah,
I just don't do that.
I picked up, too. That was the very first card I pulled. That was dreams and comfort.
Yeah.
So you nurture each other. It's like I would sit there and say, I don't know, but for some reason, I feel like you astral project and go to him.
Yes, and vice versa.
Yeah, so the dream is, for him, his dreams is comfortable. It's like, I can't come to you in certain ways. I'm speaking my mind, but I can speak and talk to you, and I feel comfortable when I talk to you through dreams.
Yeah.
I've had an etheric relationship with the man I walked away from for the last 3 years, and I see him in dreams all the time. And
oh, you do?
It's been funny. I've even gotten, like, emails from this company called Ether, and from the same name of the man that they walked away from.
Oh.
It's amazing what can happen on a soul level. Let me just tell you, you really can have a relationship with someone from a distance, and it is a good thing because I get to see what progress or lack thereof has been made or is being made, you know?
Yes.
I don't know if you get like
you.
That, Georgette, where you can see things going on with the dreams and how receptive or unreceptive he is, but I think dreams tell us a lot. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. I think they do. And, you know, they give me little bits and pieces of, you know, like a glimpse into his life at that particular moment. And I say, oh, I wake up going, oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So, well, thank you so much, guys. I love you both, and I think you're doing a great service to everyone. And I know you'll find the solution, Amy. I think you were onto something when you said perhaps that there is a donation basis could be a way for you to feel like you're getting that exchange of energy back.
Mm-hmm.
And take care. I mean, take care of yourself.
I just feel like I'm being a hypocrite if I don't do it myself when I'm telling everybody else, value yourself, know your worth. You know, and ask for it. You know, and I'm really not asking for much, I feel. So thank you for your support, Georgette. It's been lovely hearing from you, and thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Donnie, I got to get ready for my show. I've got like 10 minutes.
Too bad. You got to give me five more minutes. So... No, it's okay.
But thank you. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's always been a pleasure working with you and reading with you.
If you ever need to come on the show and vent, you know, you're welcome anytime. I mean, it's like very valid. It's just very valid a subject, and I think it needs to be more done with it too as well. So people understand.
I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, but you know what? It really is a principle of the universe that, you know, what we put out, we should get back, or we should at least ask for. And I think tonight I just came up with the just in talking to you, I came up with so much that I can say on my show about this without, because there is a certain amount of a feeling of being guilty for asking for the donations, but at the same time I know, you know, I know what my services are worth, and I have to ask for it. Whether I get it or not, that's a different story, but I at least have to put the idea out there.
That's the same thing I was talking about in my shop. I just made a vow to myself that everybody walked in the shop, and same thing with this show. People who cross my path, I'm going to help them no matter what. But there's nothing wrong. Since they're asking for what they want, I don't see there's anything wrong with us asking for the same thing as well. That's a reflection.
Right.
That they might be taking, and maybe we're not taking enough, and that's the reflection. So therefore, it's, you know, I'm not saying taking, but I'm just saying give. They're not giving enough, or maybe we're not asking for enough. So it's a reflection going on everybody who crosses your path, but they're also good reflections too. So I'm just saying, I just put it out here and say, hey, you know, I put my donations out and say, donate to the Manitou Springs Colorado Fund. Help me get home, and whatever you feel like you want to donate, just donate to the whole thing, and I'll definitely give you a 5-card angel card reading. So just, you know, donate and feel like you're going to do it. I always tell people, I usually don't take anything lower than $5. I was actually reading yesterday, and I came up with a good idea with her. She couldn't give me the money. She was in Singapore. And I sit here and said, to face that. I said, just try to give me some money, since you're in the predicament you're in. Just take $5 or $10 and give it to somebody else. And she actually emailed me in the chat room and said that she had actually done that. She was going to give $2 to somebody, which was what she had. And she called me and she said, now I feel like I have to give more. And I said, well, do what you feel like you need to do. And she gave somebody a whole lot more than that. But see, that I just feel like to give. I gave to her, she gave to somebody else. It's like paying forward. And let's just keep going.
Right, exactly. Well, I hope to see you on my show later. I'd love for you to call in and do readings and whatever you want to do. I'm wide open.
All right.
I have to go and get ready for my show. Unfortunately, I got 7 minutes.
Okay. Sorry. But
thanks again, Donnie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go on to the next one. Okay, we're breaking the song. If you thought you heard Bing Crosby. I was actually trying to be somebody else, but I guess I missed that one, huh? Anyway, area code 540. You're on the show. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, this is Zachary.
Zachary?
Yeah, we talked before.
Okay, what's up? Talk to me.
Nothing.
See,
I'm doing well.
You're in Virginia, right?
Yes, I am in Virginia.
Okay, and do you have a couple questions you want to throw out there?
Just two. The most important one is that when do you see me finding a job? Because I am still looking, as I've already told you, since October.
Really? You're still looking for a job? Huh? God, that's kind of crazy. You know, when I sit here and focus on this whole thing, I keep saying March. I feel like there's some things coming in. I will sort of put it like this. I see March. I see March as a very good month for you. I feel like a lot of changes and a lot of corrections. That's what comes to me. You know, finding the solutions, the corrections, of correcting certain things in your life that you've had this outlook on, then now you're looking in a different way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You change your outlook. It's like the idea of looking for you're even trying to do that differently than you've done before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you actually sit down and sit there and go, okay, this is the kind of job I want, and then describe it in detail?
Yeah, I have. I've done every possible avenue, you know, other than just sitting here hoping that, you know, someone's going to call me and trying to get employed. I've only been on a couple interviews. I've redone my resume. I've been... You know,
okay.
Be happy.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I want you to make sure that you understand, too, that it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a conversation with someone on the show the other day where they were thinking they had to, you know, the corporate world says you have to have this on your resume and have to have that resume. And I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry, but the corporate world thinks they're in charge. Okay? But they're not.
Mm-hmm.
People out there who are your bosses who tell you that I'm in charge. No, they're not. You know, you have made the choice to put yourself there in the first place. So I'm just saying with the situation here we need to focus on real clearly. The thing I pick up the most is that you've already put things in the works. It's just the idea of being patient to let things orchestrate themselves to put you in the best possible job that you want. That you love. That kind of stuff. And I really feel like between the first and the third, that is going to be taken care of.
Between the first and the third of next month, you think I'm going to get a
phone
call?
March.
Yeah, that's what I said, next month. And you'll feel like I'll get a phone call with an invitation for an interview?
I keep getting the 28th. I would keep focusing on the job, okay? Focus on, I would give it in the mornings. So I'm going, okay, we're going to sit here and focus on this. I'd also do that meditation I was talking about before, where you just put your head down, focus on the essence behind your heart, look at it as a positive light, and focus and keep it over and over again. I love, I love, I love. You will start seeing, I swear to you, you will start feeling your energy level going up. Because realigning yourself to your human, to the spiritual, and that's your God essence you're focusing on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely work on your root chakra some more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we talked about the chakras, the lower chakras, but I mean, I get solar plex, sacra, your root chakra, the chakras behind your knees, and the chakras below your feet. I would do a full body chakra cleansing and aura, you know, cleanse your aura, but I would also start doing some color therapy of bringing more colors into your aura too, to strengthen the greens, the pinks, and the oranges. All right?
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, I'm just saying, you know, work on these meditations and these techniques slowly. But like I've always said to everybody else, too, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. And I tell people, when you go to the website, you're going to see everything's changed. But also with the situation, you know, there's donations all the time. And the idea of if you want to, instead of getting a five-card, five-card reading for the donations, just call me up and say, hey, you know, I made a donation to the show. I'm having a problem with the situation or the techniques. I've got the techniques, but I'm just like wanting someone to go through them with me. No problem. All I say is, like I've always been told myself, you have not because you ask not. So therefore, don't be scared to ask. Because I guarantee you, everybody who comes to me, we will work out a solution, and we would definitely give you the information, the tools that you need. And that's what I'm saying here with this situation. I can sit here and work with you, but I do have a lot of people in the queue. That
that's
really want.
Fine.
But what the situation is, I still feel prompted to take that time to actually, you know, for us to sit down and get some work done, okay? I would love to work with you in this situation. The meditations are so important, and the cleansing and that kind of stuff, before you can actually do the other work to get good results in order to do here. We're trying to get some positive results and get you back on the path that you chose when you came here in the first place. And you've kind of gotten off a little bit and off the beaten path. But I'm just saying, you're emerging.
You're going in and out.
I know. I don't know why, because I hear clearly.
Yeah, you're beginning to really go in. I didn't hear that last, like, 2-3 sentences you just said. You're going
I think
in
what happens is we're getting a lot of freaking chaos going on because my energy goes up really high.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to focus here and let it go a little bit. Relax. I'm just saying, we're looking for good, positive results. And it starts with meditations, the chakra clearings. And the more you perfect those, the more you take the time for yourself in the mornings, the more likely you're going to accomplish the goals that you set for yourself, okay?
Okay.
I swear to you. So get in. I'm just saying, give me a call. I guarantee you I can work with anybody's budget on anything, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And I really feel like you're going to hear about a job. But see, the one thing I was talking about, focusing on was, I've had a lot of people that I've worked with who got good results. I've also read some things about people. All they did was focus on the description of the job that they wanted. And people called. I mean, the one lady actually got 2 calls from 2 companies that she never applied for. So it wasn't calls for interviews. It was calls to fill job spots. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look at the situation and it's like getting to a point of learning how to really let your manifestations happen, no matter how that's going to be. A lot of times when we try to dictate how it's going to happen, like, you know, you're thinking in your mind. That's what we're saying. Change your mind. Change your focus and realize you don't always have to go through interviews to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to pay payments to buy a car. Open, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Expand your awareness to realize that you can walk into a job, and you will. I keep getting about the 28th. You're going to hear something, but I really feel it very strongly. You'll be working between the first and the third.
That would be awesome if I'm working between the first and the third. At this point, I'm not even picking anymore. It's just, you know, whatever is going to come my way, I'll gladly accept.
Yeah. Do a technique in the morning where you just take your arms and just open your arms, you know, like mm-hmm. Cross your legs, put your arms in front of you, and open them up. As you're opening them up, say, I'm open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just one of those. Just simple techniques to help yourself, help you, and just open up. Put down the resistance. You'll love it. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else before you go?
Any love interest people?
The one thing I get is, in the question you're asking, I could sit there and say, no, it's never going to happen. But I'm just a person who jokes around a lot to make you realize that asking the question, it's like looking at your situation you're in right now, focusing,
mm-hmm.
in the process of focusing what you have to accomplish right now, what you're looking for in the romance department, is going to just happen.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen. It won't happen as quick as you'd like it to, but it will definitely happen when you need it to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will sit here and give you a hint. I'm talking about 2 months, maybe. But you got some things. You just have a lot of things in the works right now, and you, that you need to focus on. And I guarantee you, the more you focus on yourself, the quicker it happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
The more time I focus on myself, the quicker it happens, yeah. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And alrighty, I will do those exercises that you suggested, and I will definitely call you back and let you know what happened.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for your call.
You have a great night. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, how you doing? Area code 510. Hi, how are you? You on the line?
Hi, it's Camille in Northern California.
Welcome to the show. Hello, Camille.
Hi. Yeah, we've talked before, but it's been about a month or something.
Really?
Yeah, about so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So what's up with you? And I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering what's up ahead for me, I guess, professionally and financially.
Okay. trying to place you. I recognize people all the time. But when
it's
they
been
call
a while.
The show, it just seems like everybody has a tendency to mingle.
Oh, I know. It's been a while.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a writer. I do public relations, and I also read tarot cards.
Really?
Yeah. I lead and organize a social network for women,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also been able to do a couple shows on Blog Talk Radio.
Radio? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you also have a couple books?
No.
Okay, wrong one.
Okay. Maybe I need to have some books, but I don't have any right now.
No, you definitely need to write a couple books. Yeah, I would actually say three.
Okay.
I keep getting a sequel, as in series, a series of books, three.
Okay.
And then the situation, the financial, that kind of thing, I keep getting pointed back to you. It's all about you, and you need to focus on following through with more ideals that you've been coming up with.
Okay.
Because it says you are safe. You kind of like are hesitant.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, obviously I want to know, like confirm that I'm on the right path, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to.
Your grandmother says yes, you are. You're on the right path. And she's saying hello. It's been a while since I've taught you. She says you never listen.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've been dreaming
okay,
about her.
Okay, do you know? Is it one of those things of like, okay, because I'm just saying, that's the way it came to me. I repassed it on you because it's almost like, hello from heaven, how's up? But she's saying, let go of your worries.
Okay.
Feel the loving blessings. It's like you understand that whole concept and you've got it all going on. You think you're in a thankful mood and you're very grateful for everything, but there are times that you get so caught up in things that you forget to thank the one person that you don't, and that's you.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And they're also focusing a lot on your health, too. Like I said before, it comes back to you know what to do. You know what to do. It's just that you need to follow through. It's just, you know, my health. I got certain things I got to do with my health. So therefore, they're saying, then why don't you do that? You know, the ideal, your busy, busy schedule in certain situations of also helping you understand that you made it. You created it.
Okay.
So you can reformulate it. You know, you got to be truthful to yourself. You got to have integrity for yourself. Or just people around you have a tendency to disrespect you, but it starts with you. You know, in those situations, too, you're not respecting yourself and honoring your feelings and what you know you need to do and what you feel like you need to follow through. If there are certain people around you, I get there's three people around you that you need to distance yourself from you because of those kind of things. I also get a lot of healing that you're still going through from past relationships.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, but they sit there saying that there's a lot of things. This is a done deal and to let it go.
Oh, you mean the old relationships, you mean? Or
the reason they're talking to me real strongly about letting go relationships. Right now, the situation of relationships in your life.
Yes.
I get the impression you're not married.
No, I'm not married.
No relationship, really?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm involved. How can I say? I'm aware of people interested in me.
Yeah, but they haven't made I get the impression that they haven't really made their intentions known, as in coming forward.
No, they haven't. I mean, I've got someone who lives long distance who we've been communicating since Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, this whole time. And he is scheduled to visit with me. He won't say when and he won't say for how long. So I'm kind of, not trying to be nervous about it.
But they're saying,
I don't know.
They want you to be straightforward about it.
Yes.
It's like leaving it open is also his way of controlling it. And that's it's an issue. I mean, I do this all the time with situations of long distance relationships. It is what it is.
Right.
Because what they're talking about is the comfort of healing, also helping you heal your heart. Okay. Because they say there's romance coming in.
Okay.
And the way they talk about it, it's not long distance. It's local. I actually heard the word local. I also get Archangel Mackie. Who the heck's Archangel Mackie? I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Let me take a deep breath. Okay, I was actually trying to say two archangels at the same time. It's Archangel Michael, who's saying that he's protecting you, he's with you, to make the proper decisions and look at the situation. You have a person here, I feel like in some ways, I just keep getting very strongly, he's not emotionally available.
Who's the
guy that you're talking about, the long-distance relationship, that says, I'm going to come and see you. I don't know when, don't know how long I can stay.
He knows when.
Yeah,
he's just
okay, whatever.
You know, it's supposed to be a surprise, but it's been ruined.
No, I don't like, see, this is what I'm saying. I would sit here and say in a situation like this, I do relationship counseling, and this is one of the strongest points I actually work on, of telling people when you meet each other in long distance, and you have internet, whatever it is, there has to be a point of coming to visit, if not in the 2 hours, in the first 2 days. There has to have that connection needs to be established to see what it really is. Because there's so many people who have a tendency to hide behind the internet. I don't like the internet in the sense of that.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so I'm just saying, with the situation at hand, they're not talking about him. They're talking about somebody else who's local, who's close to you. I keep getting he's saying workshop.
Workshop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost get the impression, if you have a chance to go to a workshop or anything like that, you need to follow through with that, make it happen. I also feel like, I just feel like if you make the decision to do it, it's a done deal. You seem to be able to manifest things pretty quickly anyway. And I'm just saying, it's like Uriel says, trust your inner knowledge, act upon it without delay. Raphael says, there's a lot of things with healing, but it talks about more of your eating habits.
Okay.
It talks about, I keep saying Twinkies.
No, I don't eat Twinkies.
Maybe it's me.
I don't know.
Sometimes with Twinkies, it's the ideal, not the Twinkies itself, it's a metaphoric thing. Stop. It's almost like, almost to the point of stop eating anything that you know for a fact that hurts you.
Oh, okay.
Because you're very tempted. And when you get stressed out, that's a strong temptation too.
Oh, what, food or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be in the... It's the idea of noticing things now before they become a problem in the future. Okay? So, like helping yourself notice it. What are you doing? You know, really, seriously, watching television, watching girls grab the ice cream out of the ice box and start nailing the thing, you know, nailing that thing because of a relationship didn't go the way they want to, or they got hurt or something like that. That is a bad...
That's a bad habit.
They send everybody because that is just reinforcing that. Archangel Azrael. That's Azrael.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The angel of ascension. You have him twice. So it's like...
Oh, okay.
Talks about hello from heaven, that's your grandmother. But it also says Archangel Azrael also talks about comfort. That's the ideal of... Looking at the angel of ascension, we usually think about the angel of death. You know, when people pass over, of going and that kind of thing. But it's also the death card also represents taking, you know, clearing out the old and paving the new. That's what it's saying here. We're here with you to help you in your time of need of helping you heal your heart. But it's also, it's also the idea of making sure you cut all the cords and let go of the past. The past is dead. And it talks about romance. Romance is a big thing. And with the final thing on your cards, it talks about everything else that you need that you're talking about. You know exactly what you need to do with them. You're cool with the whole thing. It's just you need to come to terms with that and follow through with those things that you know you need to do.
Okay.
The relationship with this person is the ideal of asking real hard questions and sharing, you know, getting answers for the questions that you have in your mind with this person, because we're thinking, I keep picking up that there's some questions that you're not asking because you're scared of what the answers might be, and or even pushing a situation with a person because of the long distance and not being able to hear from them again. They're telling you that. Go ahead.
Well, what are they saying? Because it's like it's a bit more complex. Well,
they're saying this. The angels are saying, no, it's not complex. It's the ideal of how you're raised, what the things you've been subjected to that you're using to judge the situation for. And that's what they're saying. The idea of letting go of the past and looking at things as in this is your very first relationship, then you'll realize that you have been judging it because of what other things happen in your life with him and the situation. And they're saying if it's really as complicated as you say it is, then it can't be what you think it is. Because there's no complications in the situation.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah. He's somebody. It's kind of funny. I mean, I do know him. I've met him before, and I just haven't seen him in, you know, face to face in a few years. But because of Facebook, we were kind of like reunited, and kind of it was really nice because. You know, he kind of sent a message saying, I didn't know we'd have this much in common, which is true. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming. And it's just kind of gone on from there. And he is from this area of Northern California where I live. He's from Northern mm-hmm. California. But he moved to another state for whatever reason a few years ago. And, I haven't asked him any questions like I haven't really focused on outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't focused on him being the person I will marry or anything like that because we haven't been in the same room
mm-hmm.
again yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And rather than, you know, take it and run with it, I'm just kind of enjoying the intellectual exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best I can.
I understand.
See,
I understand what you're saying, and I understand it from your point of view. But I'm just saying, situation. We also have to look at. I've had people say this where you say something, and they'll take it away, take it a certain way, and then I never meant it to be intended like that. And we have a tendency to forget that we shouldn't be sitting there trying to enforce what we said. We should listen to the person responded to because that's the way they perceived it.
Okay? Oh, right, right.
That's the issue. That's the problem. Because they perceived it a certain way, so they're telling you how they felt. And that's what you need to take in consideration with the situation of him. Because he's in certain ways, you're seeing certain things that... And it's, I guess in one sense, he's taking it a little deeper than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty incredible in that, I'll be honest with myself and say he is presenting me with things that I like. There are things that years ago I wrote, I would like someone who does X, Y, and Z, who enjoys this and this and this. And I kind of lost sight of that when I started dating and not really finding that with other people. And then this one person comes up and says, hey, I have feelings for you. And by the way, I do X, Y, and Z, all those things that I have sought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recognize that. And I also recognize he is a few years younger than I am, which, you know, so what? But he's a few years younger, and he lives, a few miles away. So I'm
okay,
kind of...
a few years younger than you are. Isn't he like 5 years younger than you?
9.
Okay, I was being conservative.
If
I would have went with my first intentions of the whole thing, because I didn't think I was around the money about, I was going to say 10. So it's almost like look at the situation of, you know, having that part where you get to know each other, and then you're friends. So it's probably actually is pretty close to the 10. I see it as a very learning and teaching experience, but also I keep getting over and over again that he's not the same person he was 2 years ago. They also say cautious of a person who keeps focusing on what you have in common. Because you're not focusing on feelings. You're focusing on, so we be together. And you're no.
Yeah. I mean, when I met him in 2006. And we barely said a few words, you know, to each other, kind of, oh, hey, I've heard about you. Nice to see you, finally. And that's it. And it's interesting. I know all those shared passions that we have, it was there. We just didn't know it because we didn't talk. And then I kind of threw the grapevine. They said, oh, yeah, he did this, he's doing that. Oh, yeah. And then someone said, mentioned me to him. Who? And then he finally, like, yeah. And then it took him, he had to find me. He found me. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember you. Right in time for my birthday of 2010, he found me on my birthday. And that night I knew we had a lot in common. But it wasn't until Thanksgiving when he just says, you know, I've been watching you on here, and this is, and it's been very intense. It has been intellectual and emotional. It's just, you know, we haven't talked about, well, what happens after we get in the same room? Will we really like each other as much as we think we do online? And then if we do like each other, well, then what happens? Because I do not foresee myself moving to be with him. If anything, I would expect him to move to be with me. But I'm not saying that to him at this moment.
Huh. Okay, I'm just saying. You're still there, right?
I don't know. I'm right here.
I just make sure. You never know. People keep popping in and popping out.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I don't, there's a lot of things I haven't said. And, yeah, we're kind of, you know, keeping it hush-hush from other people.
I'm just saying, with situations, I mean, I tell everybody, if you was in my freaking office and you're sitting at my table was doing a freaking a reading or a relationship, anything, I would tell them flat out that honesty, I'm just saying, honesty is the biggest thing here. If you don't start being honest from the get-go and talking to each other and telling everybody everything, these things have a tendency to come back and bite you in the ass. I mean, one lie, because we're all looking for honesty, and we're looking for that one dishonest time. Like I always say myself, I'll trust anybody until proven otherwise. So it's one of those things of keeping that. I like to keep that mentality too, because I go into things wide open and take people for what they are. Like I said before, take things like this is your very first relationship. Like you've never had a relationship before, because basically, realistically, this is the very first one in your life right now at this moment, because the other ones are gone.
That's right.
Beyond yesterday. And tomorrow never comes, because it always turns into today. So we have to center and focus on the now, because that's where everything happens. But if we're not moving on, and you know when you're not moving on. The first time you stop to start questioning anything, you have stopped to think about it. So therefore, that's why you probably feel like nothing's going forward, because you're thinking about it too much.
Oh, so it's like, yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. I guarantee you. But it's just the idea of keep moving forward. Because I found out the same thing. When do I notice manifestations? When do I really notice relationships?
Yes. Okay.
When do we notice these things? We don't notice them until after we're living them. So they happen in the progression of going forward.
Okay. Going forward. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't believe that. So I'm just saying. I was trying to send someone a message in the chat room, because I had a bunch of IMs up there. I'm going, okay, I'm going to try to do this real quick. In the process of saying thank you to somebody else, I forgot I had something copied and I pasted it, so they got everything, all my information, in their little box.
Oh no!
I was like, I wanted to say thank you, but here you go. If you want to contact me, there's all
that's
right
so
there.
Funny. That is so, it was meant to be.
Yes, it must be. I'm just saying, with your situation and everything else, you know what to do. Peace.
Okay.
Archangel Chamel is in your life. So I just, like I said before, the first cards I put down were saying, you have a romance coming in.
Okay.
But the best way to deal with these situations is not the idea of focusing on the relationship. It's the idea of focusing on you and following through with what you've got going on, what's coming up, ideals and inspiration. It's almost like you get this really strong impression, brilliant ideals.
Okay.
Keep going. keep going. It's all about focusing on your service to others. You do very powerful readings, and you have a lot of things, a lot of ideals, a lot of things that you want to put down, and a little twist that you want to put on your readings and that kind of thing, and you need to work on those and follow through and perfect those as well.
Right.
Okay, that's what it's all about. It's clairvoyant, you're very, very, I'm just going to call you clairvideo.
Yeah,
you don't see just pictures, you see videos and play this out and that kind of thing, and you go through a lot of deja vu on a regular 24/7, you know?
That is true.
Emerging, because he's talking about Archangel Chamel. It's coming through. I've seen it three times. It's got three different cards, and you've gotten all three different ones. So the idea of looking at those things, the relationship is merging.
Relationship is merging with myself
Relationships. Well, the more you focus on yourself, the closer the relationship that we see you with comes closer to you, the more you're going to cross paths. I almost feel like you've already crossed paths.
Okay.
And I still don't feel like it's the one that you've been communicating through Facebook. I see it as somebody who's local, as in a sense of different paths. So it's like you cross paths with this person. I think when you do get with this person and you start getting to know each other, you're going to find out that you've been crossing each other's paths, just never have actually met each other.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the money is coming in, I hope.
See, sweetie, if you work, because the biggest thing I keep getting, they keep pointing out to me too as well, is you feel like in some ways you're spinning your tires because you keep doing all this stuff, you keep helping people, you keep working.
Right.
And you're like, okay, where's the money?
Yeah.
Or as they put it, where's the beef?
Yes.
And it keeps coming through. Yes, it keeps. And it's like I was saying before. It's like a show of saying everything's already been set into motion. Everything's already been laid out. It's just you got to be impatient and letting these things fall into place like they're going to. I would also say the same thing with you. As March is a month that you're going to see some great changes and great movements forward, and also some great striving financially.
So what can I do now to? Because this is what, the 19th, and luckily February is out of here. So
it's the idea of appreciating what you get.
Okay,
appreciate what you get. If you get two readings today, none tomorrow, appreciate that day as saying, well, okay, I didn't get any readings today, or something didn't really happen today, but I have a lot of time on my hands. Should I be doing something? They go, yes, working on yourself.
Okay, so
Taking a break. I keep getting breathing with you, too. You need to work on your breathing. Breathing with really intent. You're already a very powerful psychic and very intuitive. Breathing would increase it so much. You would not believe it. It'd be almost like a spontaneous. And I think you do. I don't know if you go to a grocery store and say, okay, should I get the brownies or should I get the bananas? And your angels and guides are always constantly talking to you about anything and everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes. And it's just the idea of breathing keeps coming across very clearly to me that says you need to keep you focus on that, because you do have a tendency to stop breathing.
Yeah, I know.
So they're saying work on it. When you catch yourself in a situation where you have stopped breathing or you're breathing shallow, stop right then and correct it. Because once you start doing that, you correct a habit that puts you in a situation when you do that.
Okay.
And also notice why. Like what are you being subjected to at that time? Is it a stressful situation? Or is it a situation when you feel like helpless because you've been trying to help a person but you're just not getting through? They're saying those are the moments that you stop breathing, so stop and start breathing. Because what you're looking for, you're always looking for the answers for people. And this would make it a whole lot easier in some situations. Always, always, always. Okay?
Okay. So do the workout self and do the breathing exercises. And I guess that's the best that I can do to anticipate the arrival of everything falling into place in March?
Yeah, the more you start focusing on having full success in your life, you'll have a successful relationship, too, to someone to share it with.
Okay.
Make sure you're also making room for it, too.
Yes, of course.
If you catch yourself sleeping in the middle of bed, correct it. Pick a side.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And please keep in touch and you get a chance, call me for reading. I'd love to trade out.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller. This has been a pretty good show. If anybody else has any calls, like I told everybody, as long as you're in the queue, I will get to you, and I'll get to everybody. I promise you, I will get to everybody in the queue. Even if I got to stay here as long as, you know, Block Talk Radio permits it, I've been on the show sometimes an hour afterwards. I will definitely answer everybody's questions, okay? So if you want to call in right now, the number here is 646-721-9031. All you callers out there have been listening in. Talk about private readings. I do private readings. So if you want to call me, my phone number is 937-838-6337. Or contact me through my website, which is www.dman.us.com. So I can tell everybody, go in there, check the prices out and that kind of thing. But I'm telling you right now, if you really want to get a reading, if you're a couple dollars short, I promise you I will not turn anybody away. And I'm open up to working with anybody's budget. I know how things can be in that kind of situation. So therefore, I'm opening my services up. I'm just saying those prices is where I start. But I don't think anything's really written in concrete. If you want to sit there and donate some money to the show or donate some money to my Colorado fund to get me back home, feel free to do so. And if you want to call in and maybe you don't want to get a 5-card angel card reading, just call and ask me. I guarantee you, I have not said no to anybody. So don't hesitate. Give me a call, 937-838-6337, or my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Thank you. And let's go on to our next caller. And I want someone to kiss the doggy thing. All right. Area code 00000. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. It's Sherry. You asked me.
Yes.
You asked me to call in, so I did.
And you are Lily?
Yes.
Okay. Asked you to call in. Maybe you might want to do some readings, too.
I've never done it before.
There's always a first time for everything. Or if you I'm just saying. Give it a try. See what's up. See what's going down. You know, it's one of those things.
I'm really good with emotions.
You're what?
I'm really good with the emotion side of things. I'm definitely able to pick up on people's moods and emotions, but mm-hmm. I've never gone beyond that.
Well, let's take a couple of callers and see what happens. And you had a show last night, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Let me get this area code 347. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Area code 7. Did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here.
Okay. We have Sherry with us, and I was asking Sherry. She had a show last night. And how did that show go for you, Sherry?
Pardon me. Just a second here. I have a frog in my throat.
Okay, Mrs. Area Code 347, what's your first name?
Claudia. I spoke to you before, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Okay, Claudia.
You remember me. Hi. I'm calling because it's been a tough week. Well, on Valentine's Day, my family's dog passed away, and that was very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
Who was that?
That was our pet, the family dog. We had it for 12 and a half years.
Let me tell you something real quick about that, okay? Because it just came to me very quickly. I just want to put it out there for you. What I keep getting with that whole dog thing is dogs passed over. But I feel like a dog's I get the impression, and I want you to keep watching the papers, okay? I feel like that dog's going to... What I'm saying here is called reincarnation. I believe that dog's coming back in 12 weeks. And I think something's going to cross your path that you're going to be able to get. But this is what I see, okay? I just see puppies.
You see puppies.
I keep seeing a white spot on the forehead.
A white spot on the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see the body, any color? Because he was all white.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a white spot on the forehead, and you're going to recognize the personality. For some reason, I keep getting this impression about the dog walked a certain way.
Yeah.
He used to do something with his back part.
I'm sorry?
I get the way it comes to me, okay? I'm just trying to figure this thing out because I keep seeing the picture of the dog doing this weird thing with his butt and his tail. Like it walks a certain way, almost like
I know what you mean. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I want to get that whole thing. I see this puppy I feel like you're going to see, I just feel like things are going to cross your path. You're going to see this in the paper. You're going to go check it out. You're going to see this. And if, as soon as you see the dog walk a certain way, you're going to go and feel reconnected with that dog. And I've, if you read John Randolph Price's books, he talks about having a dog too, that actually that dog reincarnated three times. And the process of dogs living as fast as they do, living, you know, living long and fast, they have a tendency to reincarnate quicker and sooner. So you can actually experience reincarnation in three generations with certain pets sometimes. So that's what I get this one. So that's what I want to tell you real quick. Okay, okay. I know you've had a hard week, and the first thing that came to me was you are not the only one. It's been one of those things. It's been really. It seems like it's been kind of eventful for everybody. I'm not really sure about the alignment of planets or whatever's going on, but it's, there is a certain energy. And there has been a thing talked about cosmic solar winds hitting us in a certain way this time, a lot more intense and stronger than they have before in the past. So it seems to be messing with a lot of things and draining a lot of people and that kind of thing. But I want you to say one thing about the dog. I feel like the dog has passed over, but I also feel like she's like by your right leg. For some reason, she's hanging. She seems to be with you all the time. And then you're going to feel like you're going to have a point where you feel a sense of loss. That is, to me, it comes off as a dog going into reincarnation.
Okay.
Of coming back. So this is something you kind of look as being lost. It's almost like in the process of they might have not the same kind of dog.
Can you repeat the last part? You cut off.
I feel like he won't come back the same. He won't be the same dog. Almost like a different kind of breed, but stronger.
Okay.
Okay. He seems to have something about the last parts of his life of being weak.
Yeah, he was. But it just came out of nowhere. He just got sick last weekend. I mean, I guess we saw kind of symptoms, but he would get better. And then last weekend he was so sick that we took him to the vet. And that's when the vet told us that, you know, we just better put him to sleep. He had colon cancer. And it was a very hard decision, you know. It was oh my goodness, excruciating for the whole family. It was horrible. Anyway, okay. Now the other thing is, and then on Wednesday I get sick. I've been sick, but about last night, this is what really, you know, I would like maybe your input in. My brother got into a fight. He's 18 years old, and he's okay. But about a month and a half ago or so, I had a dream, and it was a horrible dream. It was like I was looking for him. In the dream, I knew who had hurt him or he was disappeared. And I'm just wondering, is this the end of that fight, or does he have to watch out for this guy? I mean, or is there going to be more trouble? I mean,
no.
I'm a little worried.
It's not over, but it's also one of those things of why does he like drama?
I'm sorry?
He seems to love drama. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
It's a dramatic thing because it's like the idea of crossing paths with this person. Because I get the impression, why does he cross the path? Because I get the impression he could change and walk away from the whole thing, but it's almost like in some ways it's a habit.
Well, I don't know. From what I heard, the boy had been looking for trouble for a while, and then... he was at a friend's house, and the guy came, and the fight started. And I'm just worried that, you know, is this going to get worse?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not going to get worse if you don't let it. It's like this, you know, the ideal of somebody coming to the house or someone, just any kind of invitation or something like that, is the ideal of saying no. The ideal of someone coming to your house. You know, if it's the same person, you don't open the door, you don't argue, you don't say nothing. I'm just saying. It just seems like he has an urgency to say, he has to speak with him. And sometimes it's, especially in this situation, the other person is not listening to a freaking word he's saying. So the idea of getting his point across, there's no sense in the whole thing. So I keep getting that it could get worse if he lets the guy in. If he sits there and makes a noise, if he follows through with the actions of not opening doors, answering a phone, and communicating in any kind of sense of the word, this will go away.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because, I mean, that, you know, like I told him about a month and a half ago. I said, see, and I had this horrible dream where I was looking for you, and I knew that already, you know, and he said, no, I don't have no problems with nobody. And then last night, you know, this happens. This morning I see him, his eyes a little swollen, his knuckles are all swollen. And then I just remember that, and I told him, Steve, remember that I told you about the dream? Please watch your back. And he said,
Because I'm just saying with the situation, too, and I would like to stress this for a lot of people. When you get yourself into situations and you're confronting something like this, you really need to look at yourself and ask why. You can sit there and look at the other person and say, well, this person's a bad person, this person wants to start trouble. But see, it's still a part of your life at that time. So something you thought or did or decision you made that happen. And that's what he needs to do. Not because, in this situation, I feel like it's one of those things that, like you said, don't answer the door. Cut the guy off completely. Don't even let it go.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, it's like, look at the situation, so therefore it won't happen with somebody else. And looking, it's like how your brother having to really look at himself and ask himself, are you really looking for trouble? Maybe you're not verbally saying it, but something is attracting this stuff to you. Everything that happens in your life is because of a decision or a thought or something that happened in the past or you're thinking about now, which continues. That's what I'm saying. Because it really keeps pointing back to him. You know, and it's like a teaching and learning experience, almost like some things that you've gone through yourself that you could help him with. He might not listen at first, but it will sink in.
Okay.
You will have a eureka moment, or he will. Let's put it that way, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And please call us back and tell how things are going, and especially with yourself, because I feel like you have some things going on in romance, and I feel like something good for April's good month for you.
Anything? I mean, you had mentioned something, but you said it would be later on in the year. Do you still see it later on in the year?
I still see it later in the year, but I feel like in April, a lot of connections are going to be made. I feel like you've already made a lot of concrete laying out the plan, you know, laying out certain things that are going to come into coming to pass. March and April. Coming to pass.
Oh.
You know, coming into fruition, coming into the manifestation is coming into actually happening in reality. So it was like, you know, be patient. March and April, good months. I feel like romance for you, I still feel like it's familiar, but it's the connection is going to happen before then, and then you're going to have it, because I feel like you definitely should start working more on being friends with yourself, but it's also like helping you to be friends in the context of meeting somebody you're going to be in a relationship with, and really working with yourself to say that, not to jump to conclusions, even if you do have certain feelings, to take the effort to work on that foundation, that friendship, okay?
Okay, so you're basically saying, what do you mean by friendship? I mean, with someone else, or just not in my, like, loving myself? And I mean, because that's what I've been doing. I've been trying
to... It keeps saying both. It keeps saying you. Work on yourself. Be your best friend. And by knowing yourself, the better you know yourself, the more you're going to recognize the person you're supposed to be with. So stop attracting certain people that seem to want to... be your master.
Okay.
These are reflections. Yeah, they're reflections of you, meaning to take back your power and quit relinquishing it to people in relationships, because that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be the strong calm as much as he is.
Okay, yes, definitely. That's what I've been trying to do. Thank you very much. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, you're welcome. So thank you for calling and let us know. Okay?
I will.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. Ooh. Hello? Hello? Area code 347. Area code 347? Did I do that right? Okay, there we go. I think. Sometimes that switchboard can drive you crazy. Oh,
golly. Hello?
Yeah, 610?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even push it. That's weird. Okay. Go right ahead, 610. What's your first name?
Flora.
Flora?
Yeah.
Flora, where are you calling from?
Calling from Delaware.
Delaware. Great. Delaware is a great country. But it's got its moments. I'm telling you, I mean, I used to live in Maryland, so sometimes I felt like being around D.C. and it was those little states up there, I felt like I was in a different country. So.
Yeah, right, right.
So what's the situation you got going on in your life? You have a couple questions for us?
I do. I was just wondering, today there was an incident. Let's see how to phrase this. It just seemed like, we were at a car dealership, and the person I was buying the car with was making quite a scene and giving me a lot of trouble. Can I ask what that was about?
Okay, say it one more time. You can kind of fade out for a minute.
There was a bit of an altercation today with someone, and it just didn't seem like it was about anything, or it didn't seem like it meant anything, and I just was wondering if you got anything. It's mysterious to me, and I'm wondering if you got any information for it.
Displacement of energy. I just feel like this particular person was just, the term I get is letting off steam, and really didn't care who it was. It was just the idea I need to vent, and this situation seems to materialize, and it happened. Because I feel like I was saying before the last caller, I was talking about some things about this has been a bad week, and it seems to be the tone for a lot of people. A lot of things are happening out of the ordinary. People that were expecting to get their tax checks, which are always on time, for some reason this week didn't happen, and just a lot of things going on. And I feel like this is the same thing with this situation. There's nothing really behind it. And what I think I was talking about before, the impression I got was solar winds. I've actually done a lot of things where the energy is just hitting people in different ways. So I would not take this personal at all. It had nothing to do with you. It was just something that happened, and it's done. It's good.
Okay.
It's one of those things sometimes people go, are you sure it's not deeper than that? But it's also it's like looking at one's past, too. Sometimes we have a tendency to judge things that have happened to us before by something that just happened, when we just take it for what it is. You know, you're feeling deep down inside it was nothing, and I feel like that's what you should go with.
Okay. Well, what caused the problem was nothing, but the reaction was pretty huge.
But the reaction, I guess you would say the reaction. You need to relax. That's what I keep getting, because I can't say the reaction. I keep saying reaction. So it's just basically, you know, relax, let it happen, it's done, it's over, don't see anything happening like that ever again.
Okay. Is there anything I should do about that relationship?
I get that. It's one of those, when I see that, I see a stream. So it just says let it go, flow. You know, it's like almost like letting go of this whole situation will definitely correct itself.
Okay. All right.
And it can drive you crazy a couple of times, but that's the biggest thing I keep getting, that I get the stream, let it go, and you'll feel better.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm trying to shoot me. And what's going? There we go. Hey, hello, Veronica. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate your attention. I'm just curious to see what energies you pick up around me regarding a previous relationship with somebody that I finished. His name is Ernesto. What do you see moving forward?
Do I see him moving forward or you?
No, what do you see for us moving forward?
So you guys had, okay, because I'm trying to figure out, you guys together or not together?
No, we're not at the moment.
Okay, because I get the impression that in some ways we have time here to sit here and look at the situation. So that's what I'm saying, that's what they're saying to you. You have time to sit here and look and reflect and look at yourself. It's okay. The situation might not come back together the way you want it to, but we feel like it's a very strong move to focus on oneself.
Okay.
You've kind of lost yourself within the relationship itself. You relinquished some parts of yourself. And it seemed like that's like the things happened this way because to give you time to take it back. the relationship, it seems like he's really hard on a lot of things, a lot of people. He was very hard on you, too.
So is this as good as it gets, or you see any rekindling? Do you see me meeting somebody else?
The way it comes to me, you might actually rekindle, but you might, I get the impression you're going to meet someone before that happens.
Oh.
I think it's going to be, I get the impression it's one of those things that could come into your life and you think it's a choice, when it's actually being respectful to the person you're with.
Realize
it. Well, sometimes we have a tendency to go, let me think about that for a minute, you know? And but sometimes even thinking about it can be disrespectful to the person you're with. So it's just one of those things of keeping things at bay. Because you don't want to, I just feel like the next person is coming in your life, which I don't feel like it's very far away at all. I feel like the relationship that you was in was a lot of questioning at the end anyway.
Correct.
And a lot of things are going on right now in your head as a good choice. And I think you should honor yourself and go with that, because I feel like this next person, I keep getting 2 months, maybe. It's all up to you. It's like, you know, saying, okay, that relationship was over a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I mean, I look back and I wish, we could reconnect and possibly make it work. But again, I'm being realistic and I left. It was my choice to leave because I wasn't meeting the fulfillment I was seeking in a personal love relationship.
Yes, and the person I see, like I said before, it could be 2 months, but like I said, I really do get the intentions that the timing is up to you.
Okay? I don't understand that.
That means as soon as you're ready to let go of this situation completely.
I have let it go.
Let me ask you a question. Let me say something real quick. Anytime that you ask a question of what if concerning another person, you're still attached to that person in some kind of emotional way. Maybe it's on a little small level, but it's still an attachment. And any kind of attachment keeps that person in your life, which is the other person who's coming in, because they can't offer. So that's what I'm saying. It's the ideal. I tell people all the time, it's not a judgmental thing when I ask you, have you done that? It's the idea of asking yourself and just making sure, because I always tell people, watch what you ask for, because you might get it. That means, not in a bad sense, it means just make sure that you are ready for it. Because I've seen so many things in situations of people getting in a good relationship who thought they'd let go of the other one, had dealt with the issues, and then they had to confront some other things by being in a new one that they wasn't sure about. And I understand, too, that there are certain relationship issues that you really can't deal with unless you are in a relationship, you know, trust.
Correct.
And things like that. But there are still some things to be looked at. And I think once you see those and you let those go, it could be in weeks instead of months.
Okay, so basically I guess what I really want is to be in a fulfilling situation, whether it is with somebody with whom I already obviously have shared feelings and a history and so on, or with somebody else with whom I can build having that history.
It's going to be with the next person. I feel like what you're looking for, you missed it by one person. And this next person is the one you were supposed to be with in the first place. And it's the universe is basically like you've made a decision to correct things, and it's exactly what's happening.
Okay, so a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. Oh, and one last question. I'm trying to purchase a vehicle. Do you see me being able to be successful with my transaction and the terms that I wish to have them?
Yeah, because I keep getting that you need to be very, very clear about your intentions and focus on them without any kind of unwavering faith. That means when you start focusing and you really put yourself into the situation for it to happen the way you want it to, don't change anything or don't think about anything. When you do, correct it very quickly. You know, we have a tendency to say, I want this, and then we kind of get doubtful. Take those doubting moments and turn them into positive affirmations and keep going forward. What I used to do was write in my journal what I was doing, what I was focusing on. So when I would have a problem with it or I lose focus on it, I would go back and read it until I felt I was completely.
Okay, perfect. Well, I keep my fingers crossed for this couple months, or maybe sooner. And yeah, you're right. I guess I need to reaffirm my choices.
Because I keep getting, if you reaffirm and stick to it like you always have, I keep getting yes, definitely, this is going to happen the way you want it to. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for the call. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Hello, area code 864. You're on the show. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Dawn. How are you?
Dawn?
Yes.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess I was just wondering on what maybe the angels that you can connect with have to help me with or tell me.
So, 864, where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, I get a lot of things going around you right now, but I also see a lot of trees, too. Almost
okay.
Like I see a tree around you. Like there's a lot of things going on in your life, and the tree represents certain things that you're not too sure about and having some weak branches. But I also feel like there's a tree also in your front yard like that. It's kind of oddly shaped. If one thing I get the most as you're asking for connections and that kind of stuff, the angels keep saying, hug a tree. You need to reconnect with nature. It seems like there's a lot of things that you've kind of like lost yourself on some things. How will you put this? It's like you lost your way, and you're looking for something that, as in a sign, of which way to go.
Okay.
But they're saying that a lot of things, it's like also reaffirming that you let go of everything too. I get an impression of looking at the situation and making sure, have you cut loose everything from the past? It's not a yes or no. I'm not asking you myself. I'm saying it's like asking you to ask yourself.
Right.
I see relationships.
As far as my relationship with my husband, you mean?
Yeah, relationship issues.
Oh. No, I mean, everybody has some, but I think I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, actually,
mm-hmm.
about my daughter. Do you remember talking about my daughter?
I think so, yes. Your daughter was yes. Good.
And you told me to tell my husband?
Yeah.
I think that's
yes.
what you
yes.
said about
mm-hmm.
certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I took your advice. And do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I
do.
You probably don't, because you talked to so many people.
No, this was a girl that was actually, she was, when I saw her and picked up on her, it's like she needed some kind of authority.
Yeah.
She was mouthy. That's what they were.
Yeah. Well,
she was
yeah.
mouthy. She used to say things to you that I thought, because I think it was actually the show we had where people were going, oh my gosh, you know, psychic dad. And
yes, that was it. And then everyone was saying that you should, I was saying that I didn't want to tell my husband. And I took all everything from him. But anyway, I told
mm-hmm.
him the things that we talked about in the last show. He told me I need, like if you were a father, you would want to know if your teenage daughter was doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I did do that, and it worked out very well, so I just wanted to thank you for your perfect advice, because he didn't freak out like I thought he would.
Yes, because this is like a, we talked about, he's a stepfather, right?
And the what?
Is he a stepfather?
Yeah.
Is he the father?
Yeah.
Yes. And we were talking about before where you married him, and you brought him into the family, so let him be the family, let him be the father.
Now you remember,
yeah.
I knew you were back. But anyway, I just told me to keep back in touch with you and tell you what happened. But I did go ahead and I took your advice, and I went ahead and told him, and he didn't act like I thought he would, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm kind of trying to be stronger myself, but it's not really working out very well. I'm really trying here. Maybe that's the branches that you're talking about, the weak branches.
It's just the idea, right? You know, weakness in your life, but also looking at the situation. You know, when I've gotten impressions to go hug a tree, it's just there's a strength of reconnection. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, my daughter, she actually, she
mm-hmm.
had a job, which is good.
Well, let me say one thing first, and then we'll continue. I just want to tell everybody, because we're actually down to 90 seconds of the show. I just wanted to sit here and tell everybody, thank you for calling in. Thank you for all listening out there. Thank you for the support. Thank you, Amy, for being here. It was a very impressive show, and if you all realize that this is just not a job. It's a lifestyle, and we're just trying to do our best for everybody we can. And if you feel like you should donate to the show or any kind of sense of way, do what you got to do. We appreciate everything anybody ever does for us, so therefore, we'll do it that way. And thank you guys again, and like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and thank you, and we'll be here Monday, and Monday is going to be a great show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You need to catch, you need to tune in and check it all out. So thank you again, guys, and all. Have a good night. And let's get back to our caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's what I was saying. You were just telling me that. Well, I've been trying to actually go ahead and be stronger, but it's not really helping me very much with my daughter and her boyfriend right now because, well, it's not really her boyfriend now. I think he's playing mm-hmm. games with it.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know.
Well, I think, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Here's no, I was just saying, what do you feel?
Well, what's the idea of being strong? You just need to be strong. I mean, you're still going to get resistance with the whole thing, but I'm just saying the more you sit here and keep yourself calm and collected, that's the strength of keeping your... And sometimes we got to keep our mouth shut, so just let it play out. I have a girlfriend right now who's trying to do the same thing with her son, who's basically determined he can take care of himself when, you know, he's 16 years old. And they think that they don't realize what we're taking care of for them so they can actually do what they want to do. As they put it, it's my life. And you're going... I still have the price tag here. It says, you know, you owe me $10,000. So, you know, when you sit and look at those things, sometimes you have to let them do what they want to do and let them fall into place. It's the hardest thing to do in situations. And I've had my daughter's the same way, where she's had been strong. But it's also a reflection that shows you that the strength that they have is usually because of who you are as well. So it's just the ideal maintaining who you are and stand up for what you do. But, you know, it's a hard thing to do sometimes with situations, but I'm just saying, when you're put in positions and you have these notions or intuitional things that says you need to do certain things, even if it is to call the cops, then you got to follow through with the whole thing. To sit there and say, I told you, this is what I'm going to do, sincere, for I have to reinforce it, to prove to you that's exactly what I meant. Or sometimes, I'm just saying, listen to the whole thing, because I mean, right now, I've told my girlfriend, basically said it's like this. The guy wants to be on his own, then you let him, maybe he needs to fall on his own face to learn how to pick himself up. And it's the same thing with her. It's the same thing with your daughter. She thinks she knows what it's all about. It's once you get out, once you start living in your life, start realizing just exactly what you do when you are on your own, then if they fall, they fall.
That's what I did actually today. I mean, I don't ever follow through ever, hardly. And if mm-hmm. I do, it's probably like a day. But mm-hmm. Today, she told me she didn't come home. I told her to be home at a certain time, and of course she didn't. And so I told her that if she wasn't home, I would blah, 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 I would do something. So I went ahead and actually, I disconnected her whole entire cell phone. So she's freaking out.
Of course she's freaking out. But she was like, no. Well, I just sit and look at her and go, you know something? You did what you did, you made your decision, and I made my decision.
All right, but I mean, I actually disconnected it. I mean, like, you don't
and neither one of us are happy with it either, but that's too bad. You know?
I told her that I couldn't. I actually told her, I said, well, I can't get it back on. I'm sorry, I disconnected it. So now she just got this new job, and I hope it works out. But I told her that she can get her own phone now, so, because she didn't come home at the right time that she was supposed to come home. But I thought that was too harsh. But my husband doesn't think so. But.
No, it was not too harsh because she has her own job. So now since she's made the notion, she says she wants to be responsible. The rest of us are responsible for our cell phones.
Yeah.
This is what she wants. I mean, I'm just saying, give her what she wants. She thinks she knows what it's all about. You know, okay, go do what you got to do. Since you want to sit here and continue the job. I'm serious. The more responsibilities you give her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since she makes, I mean, the idea of going out and get a job, what was the point of getting a good job? So she can have what she wants. So therefore, let her have what she wants.
Well, my point was for her to save for a car. But I understand what you're saying, yeah. But I just wound up disconnecting her cell phone because she manipulates me. She'll go out and she'll tell me what time I tell her to be home, say whatever time, and then she'll call me like an hour before that, and she'll say, can I please stay out for 2 more hours? And then I'll be like, no, and then she'll like kind of just do it anyway, and then we go 2 more hours, you know what I mean? So that's why I discounted it, because I said, you know what, I'm tired of it.
I'm just saying, you come to a point so you're tired, and say, okay, this way it's going to work. I'm just saying, you got to back up what you say, because if you don't back up what you say,
well,
then they're gonna keep pushing the envelope, pushing it.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I took your advice. I was just letting you know that was all your advice last call. So, I mean, I'm kind of trying to follow everything you said, so I really appreciate it.
Just keep working on it.
I'm doing that. One more question. My husband applied for a job, within his where he works now. Do you see him, maybe he's going to get that position or not? Or
I keep getting yes.
You
that's
do?
What I got. Yeah, they actually came to me and is going to get it.
Good. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm just saying, take the readings for what they are, man. Follow the advice and follow the whole thing going on. Great.
I do. The
situation with him. It's ideal. Look into the whole situation. Do like I used to do with the lottery. I used to sit there and go, okay, I'll focus on a certain thing. I'd go buy a lottery ticket. And then I would just start talking to everybody like I'd won the lottery. And I did feel like it was going to work. Now, I wasn't in a relationship with somebody else who decided to take the situation in a different direction, which threw everything off. So I wasn't really sure that how it was going to happen. But I felt at that moment I started doing that, I could definitely feel like it was going to happen. And I almost felt like in some ways, some people do have a tendency to really sabotage things when they feel those things coming on too. So what the situation is, it's like you can tell him or you can focus it on yourself.
Right.
If you feel like he can work with you, I'm just saying if you feel like he can work with you on the whole thing, you work on the same level, then do that fine.
Right.
If you feel like you can do it more on your own and just focus and see the pictures of him getting the job, do what you feel like is best. Because I've had situations, too. I'm just saying, in situations I felt like when we and my ex-fiancé were working together, we accomplished some really great things. We went from living in a second, actually, also to living in a four-bedroom house that we actually paid. I think it was $1,200 a month. She had a thing about it where she didn't think we could really do it, and she was really giving me at a point because she would say things like that, and it would just motivate me to do it even more. So
also,
if you can bounce off each other like that and make it work, that's what I'm saying. You should do it. Okay.
Right, we will. Okay, well, I really appreciate your time and everything, and thank you, and you have a great night.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello? 678?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Pretty good. Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, wow. Hi, Donnie. It's Lily again.
It's who? Lily?
It's Lily.
Oh, okay.
Sherry?
So are you confused?
Yeah.
You don't know what your name is? That's okay. I had that problem, too, one time.
Sherry.
Some people call me Jean, and some people call me Donnie, so.
It's Sherry. I was on before, and you asked me to stay on. You asked me about my show.
Yes, I did. And I was like, you know.
Yeah, and then yeah, I guess.
Go ahead.
I guess we got disconnected somehow, so I called back.
Yeah, because you started off with a 91 number. What was it, 917 number? Or was it a 00?
I guess it changes with Skype. I really don't know.
Okay, because now you're 678. I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, it was. I had a funny feeling, too, when the number popped up that was you. But
yeah.
Sure, yeah. I was freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, anyways, the show, it was okay. It was just a lot of me talking for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or minus some music.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just, you know, I actually wanted to try to make it to your show, but I ran over a lot. We had some people calling in, too. And then Nicole, my co-host, we talked a little bit after, my guest at Guest Friday. We talked a lot, too. We were going over some things, and she was giving me some pointers about my website and that kind of thing. And it was just so busy, you know, like, I want to get on Amy's show, too, and I was like, shoot, it's freaking me out.
Yeah, no worries. I don't know when I'm going to do another one. Like, I did one on the 13th, and then I did one on the 14th, and then I didn't do one until last night. So it's just kind of whenever the mood strikes me, and if I have the stuff to actually talk about, because, you know, I've had such fast experiences in the year and a half that I've been with my brother for my spirit path, that it's hard to remember all of it at times, and sit there and talk, just talk by myself, you know. It's really hard, because, like, in half an hour, you know, you can cover quite a lot.
Oh, yeah?
So it's one of those things where I find it really hard just to sit there for half an hour and talk, and I keep encouraging people, call in, ask questions, please, ask something, and just not there yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like our joint show, you know. We've done three now of Jedi Community, and, you know, the last two shows we've actually told people, we're taking live callers, call in, please, and...
Your
no
tattoo.
One's called in, so we're like...
Oh, that's right. Whoops, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
it's okay.
We keep hoping somebody will call, but nobody yet, so...
Oh, that's what I was saying to do, is we need to, book us some things. Because I was looking at some things myself. And, you know, I've gotten lots of callers, I will admit that. But sometimes it's the ideal of looking at things and focusing and trying to figure out how to change all those things. Fine-tune things. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I just feel like looking at it from a different point of view to help people understand it. They all look at Jedi, they'll probably think of Star Wars, but look at it in another perspective of saying, no, let's look at it differently, guys. The ideal, why was this movie so popular? Why did it identify with people so much? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, yeah, I do know what you mean. And honestly, you know, the one thing that we really kind of stress is, you know, we like when people come in and go, oh my gosh, I love Star Wars because of this, this, and this. You know, we use that excitement to bring them into that spiritual path if that's what they're looking for, you know. If that's what makes you excited to go down this path of spirituality, we're not going to squish in and say you're wrong. We're actually going to use that excitement to bring you in and help you learn. You know, that's one thing that, you know, my brother has really stressed about is, you know, just because, you know, we have the word Jedi doesn't mean that we should deter people away that are huge fans that maybe actually want to get some sort of spiritual teaching out of this. They just don't know how else to do it. So let's use their excitement. Let's use their enthusiasm to give them that hand to help them continue on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I've always been attracted to this kind of movies anyway, with the idea of, can we do certain mind things like that anyway? You know what I mean?
It's really possible. Like, can we move a ship out of a swamp yet? No. Can we use it to get stubborn pickle jars open? I believe so.
Maybe.
You know, small.
But just because someone had it doesn't mean it's not possible.
Yeah,
I used to sit there and tell people.
And, you know, I believe everything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we look at Jesus and stuff, I mean, some people say, well, I don't know if I can believe that or not. Well, maybe it's not the idea of believing it or not. Maybe it's the ideal of just looking at the situation and what the person accomplished. Can you do that?
I totally agree. And I think the one thing that people aren't really ready to hear or understand that I've been taught recently, which I think I covered in my last show, is that we are literally pieces of God, and that this universe runs on love. That's it. That's the huge main part of this energy is love. Everything that the energy is that we feel is love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And, you know, I can understand that one, but the other part about us literally being a piece of God, you know, I can accept that, but I'm not quite feeling it. And I did mention it on my show. I did say, you know, I'm not quite to that level of understanding, but I am willing to look at it and you know, meditate on it and see actually what I do honestly feel. But, you know, it's hard to deny his logic.
Winter left. Oh, that sucks, man. I wonder if it's hot. Baby, great show. Bye-bye, Psychic X. Thank you. I got, okay. Well, I'm going. There you go. I'll give you that one. All right. So, a little bit, you know. But, you know, Sergio, thank you all for being here. It's great. I love it. I got to be scooting along here because I have to do something. Because I was actually, I wanted to, shoot, what I want to do, I had talked to Amy. You everybody heard Amy before when she's on the show, right?
Yeah. I actually got on your show and I was listening from the beginning. You know, I love what you do and, you know, I just love sitting here and listening. You know, it's really awesome. I feel bad when I miss shows because, you know, I actually was really trying to get on your Friday morning show, but I've been sleeping so much.
Yeah, I've heard that. If I only had a dime for a time I said that. But I'm only kidding. But,
I'm recovering from stress.
Hey, you know something, to tell you the truth? There's been a couple of shows I've done in the morning where I actually woke up 10 minutes before the show was supposed to be on. So if I felt really calm, it was because I was really sleepy. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm having a great time. And my mind's going, where the hell are we? You know. But so
you're like, okay, am I awake or am I asleep? Give me a second here.
That's it. I was freaking out, going, oh my god.
I'm
up. That was scary. I'm up. That was
I've had that.
My eyes were
like this morning. I've been asleep.
One day was a day where I didn't get up at 5:30 in the morning. So then I get up and I'm talking to a client of mine on the phone. And in the process of talking to her, she said, oh, I like being ignored. I said, I wasn't ignoring you. I fell asleep. You know?
Sorry, it was not intentional.
Yeah, she said, I said, so don't get that way with me. And I told her, I said, you know, you can get that and complain to somebody you want to, but that you're trying to do, you felt out of control at that moment because no one would listen to you. Not realizing that was just your insecurities playing out because I was listening. I was just asleep. So there's a difference. There really is. So
huge difference.
I've talked to so many people who have a tendency to get offensive when I say certain things. What I'm saying, just listen to being said and then it's the same thing. It's like reflection. Chill out. And I know I got somebody looking at me going, nuts. And they look at themselves, call back later going, I'm sorry. Boy, you were so right.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of days ago when my brother was trying to teach me a lesson and I was just so exhausted. I was falling asleep. He's like, you're falling asleep. I'm like, no, I'm awake. I'm fine. Just let me move. So I sat up. And even in that sitting position, I dozed off on him again. He's like, you're tired. I'm tired. You've passed out on me like 2 times. We'll talk later. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, no, you need to sleep. Just don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. And I passed out. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I've had it where I've been sleeping and the dreams are so real that I feel like I'm awake. Like, I had that, oh gosh, Wednesday. I was sleeping and my phone was dying. And in my dream, I turned it off like 3 times and like 3 times it kept going. And I finally got out of my sleep fogginess and realized my phone was actually making the sound. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I turned
you off 3 times. And I was like, oh no, never mind.
That's just a realization of what's going on, what's up. It'll be okay.
And just how and not only that, but just how real dreams get. Like, I've had dreams where I've done an entire work day. I remember that one. I did an entire work day, my alarm went off and I woke up and I'm like, you mean I didn't really go to work? Oh my gosh, I gotta do it again.
And then she wakes up and realizes, oh, I still got 10 minutes to get there.
Actually, no, I had to take buses, so I always wake up with plenty of time, but as I'm sitting on the bus, I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta do this all over again. I didn't even sleep last night. I worked all last night.
Well,
that was
my ongoing
joke about work. I'm like, I did this already. I feel like I've been here like longer than 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to duck out of here real quick. Don't you hate sometimes when these pages have just a bounce all over the freaking place? And you're like, okay, what's up with that? There has been some sporadic energy these days, I'm telling you. So I just wanted to sit there and say thank you. You're going to be with us Wednesday, right?
I am going to try my hardest to wake up.
Okay.
I will set my alarm for 10:30 so I can get up.
You're doing your job.
But I'll definitely set my alarm to get up. So.
Okay, well, if you want to make it on the morning show, try to make it Wednesday night, too. Okay?
I will. Thank you, Johnny. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. You have a good night.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, that's right. Now, what is wrong with someone?